The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspapers based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our heart.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
One matchup typically looms larger than the rest on a Clay County team schedule. In softball and football, it's Gordonsville. Oftentimes in baseball, Monterey was the big game. But there's no doubt that in basketball, it's Pickett County. The rivalry between these proud programs has elevated the level of play for all of the teams involved for many years. In 2024, it was the Byrdstown Ballers who were the kings and queens of the court in the series. And tonight, the 2025 edition tips off. Matt Walker and his 5-8 Lady Dogs beat Brent Smith and the 12-3 defending state champion Lady Bobcats, while the main event features Rob Edwards and the 9-2 Mighty Dogs squaring off against Joseph Amonette and the 10-5 Bobcats. What do you get when you throw a bulldog and a bobcat together in a small cage? I don't know, but we're about to find out.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. An in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with their community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto and Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Young Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Holly's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup, and much more as we get ready for tip-off. Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome in, folks, to the H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show and our eighth and most anticipated basketball broadcast of the season. For the fifth time this year, we're on the road with the teams tonight in Byrdstown, Tennessee. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll try to keep the camera on point while calling the action for you tonight. For another time, Coach Sims not going to be able to join us during girls' action. We look forward to having him back hopefully on the next one. Of course, he works delivering vehicles for Ford out of Coolville, and a lot of times goes different places. He's been in the Charlotte, North Carolina today, so just got back to Coolville. Won't make it up here, but we wish him a safe trip home. So Doug Strong will be joining us for both contests. Joining me right now, though, is a guy who doesn't allow any Pickett County love around the Horizon Sports Network camp. He's a resident Bobcat hater, Thomas Weaver.
That is my favorite title, Daniel. I appreciate that. kind introduction, as always. You know, it's friendly, of course, most of the time.
Most of the time, until tip-off.
Until tip-off, that's right. We're wrapping up a three-game road trip here in Burstown tonight. And you said it, Daniel, this is small-town basketball at its best. Clay County and Pickett County, this is what it's all about.
It is. It's great. You know, it's cold outside, but it's hot in here and going to get hotter once these teams get into it.
It will, but we wouldn't be here to witness it without our sponsors on the Horizon Sports Network. We can't thank them enough, each and every one of them. And a special shout-out to the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who's partnered with us this season to spread their message about the consequences of marijuana. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper. So we hope folks will pick up a copy next week. For coverage of tonight's games, up next we'll talk about Clay County's trip up to Red Bowling Springs for their District 7A opener in our recap segment. So stay with us for much more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. But with the paper not coming out until the first of the week, we'll just summarize Clay County's trip to Red Bowling Springs, where both Bulldog teams dominated. The Lady Dogs held Red Bowling Springs without a field goal in the first half to lead 17-4 to break before going on to win 48-26. Behind 13 points apiece from Lacey Wicks and Ella Eads, Baylor Walden and Claire Kendall also added 7 each, and Halen Garrison and Brooklyn Scott both had 4 in that one. The Dogs then followed suit with an 85-30 blowout of the other Bulldog team, where they were on point from the get-go as Nolan Adams scored all 11 of his points in the first quarter. His brother Nate led the way with 15, Cole Eads added 13, Lance Burchett 12, Caden Copeland 9, Hayden Adams 8, Warner Melton 6, Reese Adams 4, Jake Copeland 4, and Fletcher Strong 3. Just total domination up there in Red Bowling Springs, Daniel. Total domination.
Absolutely. Both games, front to back. Red Bowling just down this year, and we took full advantage of it in both contests.
Hopefully we'll see a repeat of that. Moving forward, folks, we'll be right back with more of the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts pregame show as we get ready for a big one, Clay County and Pickett County, District 7A basketball here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live on the H&H on Equipment Parts pregame show. Time for the Ashok and Strong Girls 7A update. Going to be a quick one. Not a whole lot since the last time we were out on Tuesday night. 48 hours ago on Tuesday, it was Clay County who beat Ribbon Springs 48-26. Clark Range, ladies, Coach Rogers and Lady Buffaloes beat Gordonsville 48-29. Tonight we've got 5-8 Clay County right here at 12-3 Pickett County. Tomorrow night, scheduled originally at least, like our game was, maybe these have changed, but tomorrow night 5-8 Gordonsville is supposed to host 4-10 Red Bull and Springs, and 13-4 Clark Range tomorrow night, supposed to host 14-4 Coalfield. We know Clark Range is not playing tonight, because if you're watching the video feed there on the green polo in the front row, is Coach Lamar Rogers. So they're not playing tonight, and I wouldn't suspect tomorrow night. I'm just not sure, Thomas.
Yeah, going to Red Bull and Springs has been postponed to a makeup date later on, I think. So, yeah, if you didn't move a game up, you're not playing tomorrow night, Doug.
Not from the sound of it. Snow coming in, they say.
Yeah, and this time to everybody, it's not a matter of snowing or not. It's just how much we're going to get.
Right.
So I don't look for any ball to be played probably the next 2 days after tonight.
I was excited this one got moved up because we was all ready for it. Current District 7A standings, not much to go on here, but Clay County and Clark Range both tied for first with 1-0 conference records. Pickett County, this is their first action. They are 0-0, and Gordonsville and Redbone Springs both 0-1 in conference play. Girls 7-day update has been brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go to break. Come right back and do Tipsy's final take.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Fishing and boating at Del Hall Lake are some of the best you'll find anywhere. The Clay County Chamber of Commerce invites local folks and out-of-town visitors to make plans now for a trip to Del Hall Lake. Not only is the lake home to the world record smallmouth bass, but it's one of the best houseboating lakes in the nation. For more details, you can contact the local chamber at 931-243-3338 or visit delhallalake.org.
back here for Tipsy's final take on the H&H General Equipment Parts pregame show. Last thoughts before tip-off brought to us by Ollie's Place, where we get Doug's thoughts on how Clay County can come here to Byrdstown and play against Brent Smith and the defending Class A state champions tonight. Going to be a tough one, Doug. This year so far, Clay County sitting on a 5-8 record. Pickett County looking strong at 12-3. What about tonight?
Well, I think for Clay County to be successful, they definitely got to take care of the ball tonight. You can't give Pickett extra possessions, and they thrive on pressure, and that's what they're going to do. And offensively, we've got to be aggressive to score.
Got the tale of two teams here. You've got one team very upperclassmen heavy, full of seniors and juniors in the starting lineup. On the flip side of that, only one senior on this Clay County team. Experience on one side, inexperience on the other. Same thing in the way with the coaches. 30-year veteran Brent Smith against 9-year veteran Matt Walker. So Pickett County with the experience advantage.
Oh, definitely. And like I said, typically those older players show up and show why they're the older players with experience. So it'll be a tough one for us tonight.
Of course, one big storyline right here before we finish up Tipsy's final take. Kelly Reeder not here tonight for Pickett County. We'll talk more about that in a few moments. That's been Tipsy's final take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, to encourage parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Clay County Funeral Home, helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Macon Bank and Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
By Dale Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Back here alive, and it is time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your Lady Bulldogs starting lineups. We will start with Pickett County there, the home team tonight, wearing those white home jerseys, yellow numerals on them, trimmed in black. They are the defending Class A state champions. Head coach Brent Smith, 30th season overall, 18th as the girls coach here at Pickett County High School, a 12-3 record this year. This is their first action in District 7A. They ride a one-game losing streak into tonight's contest. Starting for Pickett County, senior number 14, Kaylee Tompkins. Junior number 30, Zoe Nicholas. Senior number 33, Emmy Lowe. A sophomore, number 3, Emma Tompkins. And a junior, number 45, Addie Lowe. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, they are the visiting team tonight. Black jerseys, gold numerals, trimmed in white. Head coach Matt Walker, 9th season overall, 182 wins to 87 losses in his career, a 5-8 record this season, 1-0 in District 7A play. They do ride a one-game winning streak into this contest. Starting for Clay County, sophomore number 11, Halen Garrison. Junior number 10, Claire Kendall. Junior number 12, Baylor Walden. Senior number 22, Lacey Wicks. And a junior number 24, Ella Eads. Starting lineups have been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest, with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Time to get it on, guys. We've been waiting for this one. 2025's first matchup between Clay County and Pickett County.
you know, we talked about it in the opener, guys. You know, small town basketball at its best right here, Doug.
It is, and correct, District 7, so.
No doubt. Kelly Reeder not in the lineup or in the gym tonight for Pickett County. She has transferred to Cobble High School, it's our understanding. Certainly she is not dressed out here. A big storyline for Pickett. But they've got other players as well proved there. By number 15, Tylee Wood, the junior, who's getting the start tonight.
Yeah, and you know, that's what you're going to see, that pressure in your face, man, defense out of Pickett, Doug.
It is. That's why Pickett wants to play, and they're good at it.
Addie Lowe fires a three right side, no good. Rebound, Clark Kendall. Kendall with it, going to dribble up the court. Defended by Zoe Nicholas. Kendall passes head to Elise, wide open three ball right side, no good off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Pickett County's Wood. Low with it, kicks outside. Three ball taken by Amy. Actually, by Wood. Shot was no good.
And that's probably the plan you're looking at, Doug, make Pickett County beat you from the perimeter tonight.
Yeah, and they're good at that, but that's where you want them. They won't, you won't get in the paint on you because they'll tire you up in the paint.
Forsman Reeder was here. That was her forte. They ran through her in the half court. So it will. This is the first game, guys, they're playing without her, too, in years, in 4 years up here. She's a four-year starter. So that's going to be tough for them early. Baker Walden firing a three. No good. Rebound, Addie Lowe.
Addie, it is, because Reeder does a lot of stuff for them, you know, so it, that's going to hurt them.
No doubt. Tompkins with it. Kicks over there and two. Wood. Back to Andy. Now Zoe Nicholas, left side, works against Garrison. Kicks back out to Emilio. She fires the three ball. Good. Now, that's something we've not seen a ton of out of Emilio over the years because there hadn't been a necessity for it. But certainly, she can knock down the threes. Last year, you would see Allie Aminette and Ella Kate Keesman taking most of the outside shots. So Emilio going to have a healthy role tonight in the perimeter shooting. Helen Garrison tries to answer. Does so. Tied up 3-3. One from the senior low, one from the sophomore Garrison.
Just some great ball move for Clay to get Halen over for that shot, and she knocks it down.
Amy gives to Addie. Addie over to Zoe. Zoe Nicholas drives. 8-foot jumper, no good off the glass. Rebound, Baker Walden. Baylor in a trap now. Passes out to Kendall. Clark spins. Loses the handle. Regathers it. Comes across the timeline. Got the numbers here. Into the paint. Kicks back to Baylor. Now by Garrison. Garrison's three. Good! Taylor and Garrison with two triples to start this one. 6-3. Clay County in front.
Great start for Clay County.
5:35 mark first quarter. Addie Lowe tries to answer it her end. She does so. We've got a shootout early. 6-6 the score. 5:25 mark of this first quarter. Garrison in the backcourt, defended by Wood. Hands off to Walden. Walden across the timeline to Kendall. Kendall followed by a three. Gives instead to Garrison. Garrison going to drive. Pass knocked away. Emmy Lowe with it. Emmy to the hoop. Layup. Good. 8-6. Pickett in front. Here's the pressure. Here's what you're going to beat. Got the full court press on. Clay County does beat it. Garrison with it, gives to Eads. Eads it right wing, inside. Now the Wixers posted up. Bounce pass across the paint is kicked out of bounds by Wood. Nice job of beating the press there, Doug.
Yeah, just got to get a bucket out of that. We beat the press pretty good. Just got to score.
4:52 mark, first quarter. Clay 6, Pickett 8. Eads an inbound. Works into Kendall. Clay County working at the hoop to our left during this first half of play. Kendall bounce pass to Walden on the baseline. Better going to drive. Go to the rack. Shot up. No good. It was a good look at it. Couldn't get it to fall, though. Rebound Nicholas. Zoe Nicholas still looking for her first points. Kicks outside to Addie Lowe. Three ball right side. No good. Rebound to Eads. Eads now. The experienced junior point guard brings it up the court. Sets up shop left wing. Drives inside. Layup good. Took it right to the hole.
That was a nice take right there.
Yeah, the confidence LAE's had to take it at Zoe Nicholas right there.
Travel called against Emma Tompkins, the senior. Actually, Kaylee is the senior. Emma, the sophomore. That was Kaylee who had that travel. Here's the press. He's with it in a trap. Passes to Kendall. Loose ball picked up Andy Lowe. That's what you can't do right there. Can't give away these turnovers to him. Three ball by Nicholas. No good. Rebound Walden. Walden now taken back away by Nicholas. Gets it to Wood. Wood picks up the dribble. Back to Zoe Nicholas. who gives back to Wood. Three right side, no good. Rebounded by Eads. Eads to Kendall. Kendall across the timeline. Bounce past the Garrison. Three from right wing, no good. Rebound Lacey Wicks. Nice job by the senior keeping it alive for the black, purple, and gold here one more time. 8-8 the score. First foul of the contest going to be called. Doug, so far, so good for this young Clay County team.
Well, like I said, if they can handle the pressure, it's going to be a tough night for Pickett. You know, so we just got to keep handling the pressure.
Yeah, and Claire Kendall doing the majority of that so far for the Lady Bulldogs. And what a pace we've got here early in this game.
I like it. Ella Eads out top. Works the right side of the lane. Kicks to Kendall in the corner. Cannot handle the pass. It goes out of bounds. 3:27 mark of the first. Knotted up 8-8. Clay County 5-8 on the year. I keep seeing a young Clay County team. Not necessarily so. We've got three juniors out there, one senior and one sophomore. It's just more about the number of games played. These seniors and juniors for Pickett County have started since they were freshmen, all of them. That's really the difference.
They've got a lot of games under their belt in that lineup.
Nicholas drives baseline. She's turned away. Kicks to Addie Lowe. Three-pointer left side. No good. Rebound, Claire Kendall. Tied up by Nicholas. Taken back away by Wood. Clay County going to have to be a little more physical down there with the basketball. Kendall comes away with it with physicality. Short jumper, no good. Rebound put back by Wicks. No good, but she's fouled and goes to the free throw line. Tries to break this 8-8 tie. So Wicks at the line for two.
Just good hustling there, Lacey, to battle and get that. That's what we want to do. We want to battle.
Yeah, and that's two offensive boards already for Wicks, if not more, Doug. And, leads this team in rebounding, and that's just her forte, battling down there.
It is, and we feed off that, so that's good to see early.
Wicks misses the first, a 31% free throw shooter on the season. Second one's away. Too strong off the back of the iron, rebound Addie Lowe. 2:43 and ticking first quarter. 8-8 here in Byrdstown between Clay and Pickett. Any low to the hole. No good on the shot. A foul from a Lady Bobcat that's not called there. They're letting them play tonight. Now a foul going to be called against Lacey Wicks. I saw, I believe it was number three there. That was Emma Tompkins just come flying in from behind. A lot of body contact and she got the rebound. That was allowed, but Wicks called for the reach in. Inbound. Tompkins, three ball, air balls it. It goes out of bounds. Clay County take it back over. Coach Walker meeting Pickett County for the 25th time in his career. He's got a 10-14 record against his alma mater. Walker, a 2000 graduate of Pickett County High School. Claire Kendall, three-pointer left side, no good. Rebound Lacey Wicks. Wicks, her third offensive rebound. Garrison, deep three, top of the key. Little bit short. Rebound Tompkins for Pickett. Low with it, right wing. Emmy gives over to Katie Tompkins, who drives. Kaylee, not Katie.
Great defense right there by Clay County, Doug. And, again, I'm kind of impressed with the pace of this game. Yeah. I thought maybe Clay County might try to slow Pickett down a little bit. They're running with them.
Oh, no, they're pushing the pace. And so far, it's worked pretty well.
30-second timeout taken by Clay County here. You know, these teams met last year four times. 0-4 was Clay County. Of course, Pickett County, as we've said several times already, went on to win state gold last year. Not a lot of folks beat the Lady Bobcats last year. Walker had a 7-game win streak himself. 2021's district semi-action through 2023's district title game that Clay County won. We've won 7 straight in this series in recent memory over Coach Smith and some of these players, Doug. So Clay County's not had a long dry spell against them, only last season, really.
Yeah, and of course that experience kicked in a little last year and just won for Pickett.
Ella Eads with it near the timeline. 1:40 left in the first quarter. 8-8 the score. Tied up here between Clay and Pickett Counties. Got to be a foul by Zoe Nicholas, but no whistles blow. Ella Eads goes to the hoop. Her shot no good. Lacey Wicks gets the rebound. Her fourth offensive of the night. Gives to Walden on the baseline. Kicks to Garrison. Free throw range jumper a little short. Rebounded by Claire Kendall. Jump ball going to be called now. I do like how they're letting them play.
Yeah, and Clay County's just out of hustling them right now.
No doubt.
They're getting after it. That's good to see.
Well, you know, if you're Pickett County, the favorite to win this league, and you see less than 500 team coming into your gym, it may be something that they're overlooking a little bit. And let me tell you something, the effort out of these Lady Bulldogs the last few weeks. They're on the rise, Doug.
Yeah, oh yeah, and that's what you want as a coach. Just give out the effort, and good things will happen.
Garrison taking it away from Emmy Lowe. Garrison into the Clay County front court. Crossover layup, no good. Rebound Wicks, put back in there, no good. Rebound this time Nicholas. Thomas, you mentioned the less than 500 record. We've talked about the tough schedule. Pickett County is not the best team that Clay County's played this year. That's probably
true.
Would go to perhaps Upperman. So, you know, this could be a walk in the park for Clay compared to some of the other ones. It's now Zoe Nicholas gets a garbage call from the officials and an N1 opportunity.
Yeah, pretty good D right there for Clay County, I thought.
Yeah, and this is a nice move by Nicholas, but I didn't really see the foul, but she's going to the line to complete the three-point play, and that's the first points we've had in a long stretch, guys. Clay County with a lot of second chance opportunities, short-range shots, and it's kind of been a plague this team throughout this year. Not converting when you got the easy one.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you
got to make those easy buckets.
Nicholas completes the three-point play the old-fashioned way, puts the Lady Bobcats in front, 11-8. Ella Eads with it, defended by Nicholas. Ella out top, works over to Kendall in right wing. Claire being defended by Amy Lowe. Presses the issue, gives back to Eads. Eads back over there to Brooklyn. Scott, who's checked in, long two ball, a little too strong. Scott, a good shooter, though. She just needs to keep firing if she has the opportunity. Amy Lowe, crossover move, and they're going to call a foul on Ella Eads.
You get Eads there. She was set up and kind of moved at the last second as Amy Lowe did a great job of avoiding her, and that's what she's good at.
Yeah, she is. She may be the one that's going to hit you dead in the chest, and she can slide over pretty well.
She is the best at that, no doubt. Uses that hesitation step. I don't know if you call it a hesitation step, a Euro step. It's kind of her own little special move that she's developed there and does a good job with it. Hits the free throw there. Puts Pickett County in front, 14-8. 6 points the difference now. 15 seconds left in this first quarter. Eads with it. Clay County needing a bucket here just to feel good about the end of this first quarter. They played well, but pick it up by six right now. Garrison with it, left wing, 5 seconds, drives inside, shot up through contact, and they say no foul. A turnover for Clay County on their ball.
Heads up here, plenty of time to get one off.
Amy Lowe with it, gets all the way down somehow in 2.9 seconds, takes the shot, misses it though. First quarter's over here in Burkstown. We've got a good one going between the Lady Bulldogs and Lady Bobcats. Pick it up by six, 14-8.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Burkstown, Tennessee for Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Pickett County leads Clay County in the girls' game, 14-8, headed into the second quarter, and here's your Lady Dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Ella Eads has 2, Halen Garrison 6 on a pair of made three-pointers in the first quarter. Emmy Lowe leading the way for Pickett County with 8. Joey Nicholas and Addison Lowe have 3 apiece as the Lady Dogs trail the Lady Bobcats 14-8. This Lady Dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee. For the better part of 2 decades, Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community. Home builders and DIYers can trust Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way, Daniel.
Ella Eads had a layup, missed off the side of the rim, cleaned up by Lacey Wicks. She had the bucket put back and drew the foul. Lacey at the line trying to complete the three-point play.
Just straight over from Lacey again, just going to get in that.
Free throw, no good. Rebound, Addie Lowe. Addie in a trap. Hands off to her sister, Emmy. Emmy across the timeline. Over to Zoe Nicholas. Into the corner now. Into the hands of the younger Tompkins. Her baseline drive misses the layup. Rebound, Clark Kendall. Kendall, full head of steam. Crosses the timeline. Works into the corner to Eads. Ball knocked out of bounds by Kylie Wood. I keep wanting to say Shayla Wood. I think maybe they had a Shayla Wood a few years ago.
I would say so.
With all the Lowe's, the Tompkins is in the woods, I may come off with the wrong name. May do the same thing in boys' action with the Reagans and the Amonettes. Ella Eads to the hoop. Second time tonight, Doug. She just said, I'm going to score, and she went and did it.
Yep, and that's what we need to see. We've got to be aggressive and keep fighting.
12-14, Clay County trailing by two. 7-14 mark. Zoe Nicholas, three ball right side. She's smooth, can't let her have any open look, and she nails the three there. She's the most polished player on this squad.
Yeah, and caught it in rhythm, Doug, and she's going to knock that down every time.
Yeah, you definitely got to bother her out there. Don't let her just stand free.
17-12, five-point difference. Clay County trailing. Garrison with it, right side. Bounce pass inside the wall and knocked away by Pickett County. Emmy Lowe with it. Emmy into the front court. Puts on the brakes, slides, kicks it outside to Nicholas. Three ball good from the corner. She had some competition from a defender that time, but Zoe Nicholas is cool as the other side of the pillow. Puts Pickett County up 20-12. 6:42 mark, second quarter, timeout taken.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Birdstown for Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Reigning District 7A MVP Zoe Nicholas, back-to-back threes, Daniel, putting Pickett County up 20-12.
Eads drives, kicks to Kendall in the corner. Clark cuts cross-court, gets to Baylor. Baylor out top, working against the low. Backs her into the paint, goes to the hoop. Ooh, did not score. They say a travel, though. I like that move by Baylor Walden. I like the aggression she had there.
She's been aggressive so far tonight. And, you know, we're kind of in dangerous territory here, Doug. Need a bucket, need a stop.
Yeah, definitely need a stop right here. Then come back and try to score.
The younger Tompkins, three ball right side. No good rebound, Lacey Weeks. Weeks always the spark for this team. Here she comes, going coast to coast. No, puts on the brakes, gets the Garrison. Deep three, left side. Ooh, almost had a good line on it. Fell just short there. Grazed the net as it went past. About 2 inches shy on that one from Garrison. 5:55 mark here. Emmy Lowe tries her hand to the three. It's good. Pickett County heating up.
Yeah, they're shooting the ball real well right now.
You can always count on a team playing good at home. And when you've got a good team that's playing good at home, it's tough.
It's tough.
Yeah, bad news for Clay County. Again, we, you know, as we see, Eads her third drive to the hole.
She's doing that well tonight and finishing each time she goes. Big jump stop by Zoe Nicholas. Her 8-foot jumper in the paint. Good. 11 points to lead for Pickett County. 25-14. 5:15 and ticking here during this second quarter. He's with it. Gives to Kendall at left wing. Clark thought about a three. Dribbles it out instead. Hands off to Garrison. Garrison uses the Kendall screen. Works to the left. 8-foot floater. No good. Rebound Addie Lowe. Addie gives to Emmy. Emmy across the timeline. Sets up shop at right wing. Stops. Pulls the trigger on the three. Wide open and knocks it down. You cannot give the space to Emmy Lowe and Zoe Nicholas.
Well, pretty much, you know, this Piggy team, all of them shoot the ball very well, so you got to get up in them.
Garrison at the elbow. Drives to the hoop. Scores. Pickett County wanted a travel. No whistles blow, though, and Garrison gets the easy bucket. Essentially, it was undefended. 4:30 mark of the second. 12 points the difference, 28-16. Piggy with the lead. Addie Lowe now gives back to Emmy. Emmy going to drive into the paint. Floater follows away. Left side, no good. Rebound, Ella Eads. Ella tries to cut it back to 10. She goes all the way to the rack. Her shot up, no good. Rebound, Nicholas. Here's that quick pace we talked about. Running the floor is Pickett County, and it's Wood who misses her layup. Emmy Lowe the rebound and knocks down the 14-foot jumper. Whew. She is shooting well tonight.
Shooting very well.
30-16, 14-point separation here, Thomas, in this contest.
Yeah, Emmy Lowe already was 16 in this ballgame, guys. And, you know, we've seen her for a long, long time. She's one of the best around.
Kendall with the baseline jumper rolled out. Pickett County touches it last, and Clay County will inbound from their own baseline off to our left. So, 14 points the difference. Clay set with 16 points. That's the only thing you don't like. They've almost doubled us up, 30-16 here.
Yeah, and the Lady Dogs just falling back in that zone. Really the only chance they have to limit Lowe and others. Doug, and Pitt County just knocking down the threes.
They are. Ella
Eads knocking them down, too. She hits a triple from right elbow. Not right elbow, but right corner. 3:30 mark. Zoe Nicholas drains another one. Golly, had a hand in her face. What else can you do?
That's good defense. That's just a better shot, I guess, right there.
Piggott County shooting the lights out here in this second quarter. 33-19 the score. Garrison answers with a three of her own. It's in and out, no good, though. Addie Lowe, the rebound, works it ahead to sister Emmy. Emmy in the front court. Hands back off to Tompkins. Kaylee Tompkins adds a bucket, and another timeout taken by Coach Walker. And that's what Piggott County can do. They can do it in a hurry. All of a sudden, you look up, it's 35-19. 16 points the difference. Piggott County in front. 3:04 mark, second quarter.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Welcome back to Bird Sound for Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, Daniel.
Eads with it out top, kicks to Wicks in the corner. Lacey going to dribble out to the wing, defended by Emmy Lowe. Hands off to Garrison, Garrison back to Wicks. Wicks now going to drive, kicks to Eads, three up, ooh, no good. Rebound Addie Lowe.
That's some great looks Clay County's getting right now. They're just not falling. Need some of them to drop.
Clay County playing well, as we were talking about in the break, as we see Emma Tompkins adds another bucket, but Piggott County just shooting it so well. It's such a high percentage here. Eads left side, shot up, no good. Hit off the left side of the rim. Emmy Lowe the other way. Layup good by Emma Tompkins. Piggott County runs the floor. Like a, you might expect them of a boys team,
yeah,
almost.
They don't slob around. They get up the floor.
2:19 mark of this second quarter. 20 points to lead for Piggott County. 39-19. Got sophomore Emma Tompkins at the line trying to complete the three-point play. Foul was against Lacey Wicks. Misses the free throw, does Tompkins. Brooklyn Scott the rebound. So on the floor for Coach Walker, we've got Ella Eads, Haylen Garrison, Brooklyn Scott, Lacey Wicks, and Kaylee Brown. Eads with it, right wing, works against Zoe Nicholas, drives inside, shot up, did not go. Just not getting those drivers. We've seen Ella connect on three of those drives, but has missed the last couple drives. Now a foul call against Emma Tompkins.
Well, good part is staying aggressive.
Yes.
You know, you got to stay aggressive in there and attack them, and they've got to just start dropping. That's all we need.
That's it. Emma Tompkins called for the foul. Lacey, the only lady dog with multiple fouls to her credit. Lacey with it on the inbound. Minute 50 left in this second quarter. Ella with it, drives baseline, shot up, no good. Piggott County the rebound. Emmy Lowe lets it clear out. She's at the top of the key, now drives to the elbow, kicks it out to Nicholas. Nicholas defended by Garrison. Cross court to Addie Lowe, her three-pointer no good. Rebound this time by Emma Tompkins. And now that early Clay County hustle that was keeping us in it, starting to go the way of the Lady Bobcats, as momentum shifts.
It is. Like I said, we ain't had a shot drop lately, and we're getting good looks. So we got to just make some buckets and just keep chipping back at it.
Minute 27 mark of the second, 39-19. Piggott County, as you can imagine, a pretty high-octane offense. They put up a lot of good numbers this year, scored 100. Against Jellicoe, 92 against Jellicoe in another contest. Of course, when Clay County played Jellicoe, we scored 64. Another empty possession for the Black, Purple, and Gold. Emmy Lowe comes the other way. Tries to get it inside to Tompkins. Taken away by Lacey Wicks. Wicks to Garrison. Under a minute to play now in this second quarter. Halen, left side, fires the three. Just a little short. Has a good line on them. They're just not falling. An offensive rebound by Kendall, though. Gets it back in the hands of Baylor Walden out top. Now back to Kendall. Ella Eads out, Tom. The Pickett County student section getting ramped up about something over there.
Yeah, trying to get them to pull the trigger, and Clay County's trying to take the air out of this one. Under 30 seconds now, Daniel.
Foul called on Kaylee Tompkins. Her first. Second foul, rather. For Kaylee Tompkins. 27.3 seconds left in this first half as Ella Eads works it in from beside the Pickett County bench across the way. Lady Bobcats up by 20. Inbound to Walden. Walden to Wicks. Lacey going to come back out top, kick to Garrison. Three ball right side, no good. Rebound Wicks, put back good. That breaks the scoring drought, makes it 39-21, 18 points of difference. 10 seconds left in this second quarter. Clay County needing to stop Lady Bobcats here. Not let them have another bucket. Emma Tompkins, three-pointer, left side, no good. Buzzer going to sound as Baylor Walden rebounds the ball. First half ends here at Pickett County High School. It's the Lady Bobcats 39, the Lady Dogs 21.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. El Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Birdstown, Tennessee. Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County basketball. It's time now for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. Clay County trailing 39-21 to Pickett County here at halftime. It's time for your first half breakdown. Brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Lady Dogs kept pace throughout the first quarter with Pickett County. It was tied 8-8 before back-to-back and one completions by the Lady Bobcats, which put them up 14-8 at the end of the first quarter, and then they got hot. We saw Pickett County knock down a total of 5 threes in the second quarter, outscore Clay County 25-13 during that time period, and they lead by 18 here at the break now, 39-21. Back-to-back threes by Zoe Nicholas. She knocked down another in that stretch. Emmy Lowe leading the way, though, for Pickett County with 16 points. She's knocked down three threes and multiple drives. Zoe Nicholas has three threes and 14 points here at the break. Addison Lowe, three. Kaylee Tompkins, two. And Emma Tompkins has four for Pickett County. For Clay County, they're being led by Ella Eads with 9 points at halftime. Halen Garrison has eight and Lacey Wicks, four for the Lady Dogs, who trailed by 18, 39-21 in the session. District 7A contest of the year for these Clay County girls. Stay with us for the second half and more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. This first half breakdown was brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try their new Premier checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network from Birdstown, 39-21 in favor of Brent Smith and Pickett County here at the break in this girls' contest. Time for the local sports lowdown brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. We'll start off with Hermitage Springs Junior High basketball. Teams had six players that showed up on the Cumberland Rim All-Conference lists. Making second-team All-Conference for the girls was Lily White, and receiving honorable mention were Calista Smith and Tatum Webb. On the boys' side, Emery Soto and Chandler Crow, along with Lance Pig, were named honorable mention. The teams will both have a play-in game. It was supposed to be tonight, but it's my understanding that's been pushed to 1 week from tonight. Those games will take place with Redbone Springs over at Redbone Springs. Tip-off at 6 o'clock 1 week from tonight for the play-in games for the Cumberland Rim Conference Tournament. Also, Hermitage Springs School Principal, Ms. Donetta Verbal, had told me that the teams will also be participating in the upcoming James C. Hale tournament. That also, I think, was going to be next weekend on the 18th at the same time that now the Cumberland Rim Conference is being pushed to, so we'll have to see what happens there depending on what happens in the play-in game. So either way, good luck to Summer Cherry and Tyrus West and their squads as they finish up their seasons here in the coming week or so. Salina Junior High basketball, several Salina players also made those all-conference teams, led by Tyler Adams, who was the Girls League MVP. Her teammates Emerson Sharp and Ava Ledbetter also made first team. Annie Bond made second team, and Isabella Smith, along with Ella Donaldson, both were named honorable mention. For the boys, Easton Garner and Parker Upchurch were named to the first team, while Cameron King, Brogan Maxfield, Avery Smith, and Nehemiah Hamilton were all named as honorable mention. Cumberland Rim Conference Tournament, like we said, was supposed to be on Saturday at Clay County High School. That has been pushed to Saturday. I guess that's the 18th. I don't have a calendar. Saturday the 18th is when that's been rescheduled for, and it will go as follows. The Salina Junior High girls are the number one seed. They'll play at 10 o'clock against the winner of the play-in game, and then we'll see Westmoreland Trousdale girls following that. The girls' title game will tip at 3 o'clock. Boys bracket features Hartsville against the winner of the play-in game at 12:30, and then Coach Maxfield and his number three seed Salina boys will tip at 1:45 against Westmoreland, followed up later by boys' title game schedule for 4:30 that afternoon. We'll go ahead and end right there. That has been the Local Sports Lowdown, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. The only other thing I had there concerning that, the TMWSAA qualifier coming up on Saturday, January 25th, Salina K-8 and Coach Marty Maxfield going to be hosting Lobelville for the qualifier to get into that. There is not an area girls team, so we expect the Salina Junior High girls to automatically be in the sectionals of the TMWSAA tournament unless there's a surprise entry. All that according to Coach Maxfield. We wish Jermaine McElvain and Marty Maxfield and their squads good luck in those upcoming tournaments. Second half action's got underway here, guys. We've switched in. Clay County working at the hoop to our right, pick at the hoop to our left during this half.
Yeah, and that's how you stop Emmy Lowe right there. Double teamer and good defense and link from Lacey Wicks to create the turnover, Doug. We just need a whole lot more of it.
Yeah, and buckets. Got to score a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of what got us out of whack a little the first half. Didn't score, and they was making everything, too. So,
one possession at a time. Just got to take it as it comes here. 7-12 mark of this third quarter. Lacey Wicks right wing. Kicks over to Garrison. Out top, defending by Wood, kicks to Walden. Baylor's three-pointer a little wide of the mark. Got to take that shot, as she did. And I know Baylor hadn't seen a lot fall at this point tonight, but just got to keep taking them.
But still, that's a shot she can make when they're open. You got to take those good shots.
And we've seen that tonight. You know, Helen Garrison penetrating some and kicking out to Walden and others. Just can't hardly get them to fall. And that's really the difference in this game, the shooting from either side.
Right, the percentages.
Mm-hmm.
Baylor Walden, a defensive rebound, crosses the timeline, sets up shot, top of the key, gives to Garrison. Helen going to drive, gets the left block, kicks it back out to Eads. Eads drives baseline, steps into the paint, her shot up, no good off the back of the iron, rebound and put back by Baylor Walden. She's fouled from behind by Addie Lowe. Just an ambush from Lowe from behind there, and we'll see Baylor go to the line for two.
And Clay County's done a good job on the board tonight. Like I said, we just ain't been getting that finish inside. Once we start dropping them, we can cut into this lead.
Yeah, I mean, I feel that. We played good. We're trailing by 18 here, 39-21, as Baylor Walden hits the first free throw. We keep saying it, but that is the difference. It's not a hustle difference. It's not a rebound difference. It's not a foul count difference. It's simply a difference of shooting percentage. Theirs is real high, and ours is kind of low right now. Because
they're making threes and we're making two.
We are.
That's a big difference, too. So.
They've hit 7 3-pointers, make it 8. Is Addie Lowe hits one, her first triple from the top of the key here. Second of the night, actually. For Addie. Ella Eads drives inside. Nice move to the paint. Draws the foul, goes to the line. Ella getting to the hoop better than we've seen her all year here. He's finished several of the drives and a couple more of them just like this one, ending in fouls that put her at the line.
Yeah, she was good and aggressive first half, and that was big for us to be aggressive. Just need to stay that way.
I zoomed out during halftime. I guess I could go for a tighter view here. Zoomed out to get scoreboard. Eads hits the first. No, missed them both. Strange to see Ella miss both in the trip. Emmy Lowe drives to the hoop. Her shot no good. Rebound at Eads. Ella comes out there with it, crosses the timeline, and works back to the left all the way to the rack. Floating jumper no good. Cleaned up by Lacey Wicks. Wicks with at least 8 points off of those cleanups like that.
And probably got that many rebounds. She's really done good on the glass tonight.
Emmy Lowe inside, kicks out to Kaylee Tompkins. Her three ball good. Why not? I think every Lady Bobcat that has seen the floor has hit a three-pointer in this one. Claire Kendall drives across the paint. Her floater off the glass. No good. Rebound put back by Baylor Walden. Good. Nice job by Baylor. 45-27. If you question the fight in this group for Matt Walker, you might as well go ahead and realize they are not quitters. Still fighting hard. Addie Lowe knocking another three. She heats up. She was very cold from outside during the first half. I guess this hoop off to our left is her preferred goal in this gym because she's shooting well since the quarter change. 48-27, 21 points the difference. 5 minute mark, third quarter. Garrison, left side, gives to Eads out top. Ella gonna drive. They say she travels.
I believe she did walk, but I believe she had a little help.
Well,
yeah. She had a little grab on that.
I thought so too, Doug. First meeting, of course, of the season between these squads. Next one will come at Joe Simms Gym on Tuesday, January 28th.
So pretty quick turnarounds in your district game, so there are as many teams, and you see them all pretty quick.
Teddy Tompkins adds a bucket. Eads with it. Gives to Walden. Walden in right wing. Cross court to Garrison. Three-pointer up.
Oh.
Hits off the front of the rim, goes up and touches the top of the backboard, and then blow it dead.
I was going to see some of them drop right there. I said, getting great looks, and they're just not going right now.
Walker, a 2-6 record as a head coach in this gym during his 9 seasons. Mentioned earlier, a 10-14 record as a head coach against his alma mater, Pickett County. Had that 7-game win streak for a couple seasons there. From the 21 through the 23 season. Zoe Nicholas working hard inside. Kicks it back out to Addie Lowe. She airballs it after hitting her last 2 shots from distance. ...50-27, halfway through this third quarter. 23-point difference. So Pickett County a comfortable lead, but still feels like a close game to me just based on how they're playing it, you know. I don't know.
They're playing hard, and that just goes to show you how good Pickett County is, guys. I mean, Clay County stayed with them pretty close there for the majority of the first quarter, and then after that they got on a roll, stretched it out, and they maintained it, Doug.
Yeah, and I think Clay County had a bad game. It's just they're playing really well, really well.
Again, defending state champs in Class A, and very good team. As Nicholas drains another.
53-27. Also talked earlier how this is the first game in 4 years Pickett County's played without Callie Reeder. As Halen Garrison fires a three in and out, no good. Clay County just can't buy one here.
No,
since
like
those opening minutes.
Yes, like I said, good looks.
Yeah.
We're getting the looks we want. They're just not going down right now.
Reeder transferring to Couple High School, as I understand it, is a nice pass from Nicholas down to Kaylee Tompkins, who heads it in there, and that's just a botch defensive effort there on that part by Clay County, letting Tompkins get behind the zone there.
Well, it's kind of pick your poison, you know. You close out on the shooters and leave a cutter open. What do you do? We still stay in this zone defense. Lady Dogs get a bucket. I miss it, Daniel.
Ella Eats adding the bucket, I believe it was. Laying it in from left block. Addie Lowe knocks down a three.
Addie Lowe,
58-29. Pickett continuing to build a lead and starting to pour it on. Clark Kendall drives to the free throw line, picks it up, kicks to Garrison in right corner. Baseline pass inside the Wicks is knocked away by Addie Lowe. Checking in the contest, we see for the first time tonight, Kalia Crawford and Jenna Thompson. Checking out Claire Kendall and Lacey Wicks. So on the floor for Clay County, Eads, Scott, Garrison, Thompson, and Crawford. Inbound play to Garrison, good as she falls away and makes it in off the glass from right side. Minute 55 left in this third quarter. Amy Lowood drives into the paint, dishes them a Tompkins, who kicks back out to sister Kaylee. Kaylee's three-pointer no good. Rebound Zoe Nicholas taken away by Kalia Crawford, though. The freshman with it. Dishes off to junior Ella Eads. Ella across the timeline. Gives to Thompson, who drives, loses the handle, regathers, and has it knocked away by Addie Lowe. Pickett 12-3 this year. They have lost to Smith County, 53-57. Morristown East, 45-49. And Cookeville, 46-51. So all three of the Pickett losses, two of them 5 points, the other one 4 points.
Yeah, and they had a big lead on Cookeville there tonight, and Cookeville made a comeback and beat them. So they're solid.
Actually, two of them 4 points, one of them five.
The freshman, Brooklyn Scott, scoring for the Lady Dogs the last trip down, Daniel.
Low the rebound off a missed Clay County shot. Gets to Nicholas. Nicholas to the baseline. Puts on the brakes. Gives to Emma Tompkins, who's slashing through. And just good chemistry there between those two. Nicholas, the junior. Tompkins, the sophomore. Jenna Thompson with it. Right side. Works into the paint. Has her shot blocked by Addie Lowe, and they call a foul. 60-33 the score. 27 points the difference. Mentioned earlier, saw Coach Lamar Rogers sitting on the front row as he looks onto this contest. Of course, he's got a prior contest with both of these schools coming up over the next couple of weeks. Clay County will host Clark Range on Friday the 17th. And that's 1 week from tomorrow night. And then we will make the trip to Clark Range, surprise, surprise, on a Tuesday, February the 4th. You never like going to Clark Range, but you like it even less on a school night, you know.
It's always on a Tuesday.
Can't get a Friday night one up there.
Thompson making one or two.
Of course, Coach Sims famously said one night on broadcast that it's one of his least favorite places on earth, and that's gym up at Clark Range, and he would be okay if somebody just dropped a bomb on it and blew it up. But he did add after that that he hoped nobody was in there that took place.
Sure.
Just the structure is all he wanted damaged.
Yeah, it's when it comes to girls' basketball, tough place to play, even more notorious than this gym right here.
100%, 100%. Clay County has not won at Clark Range since 03, I think, is what we've grown accustomed to saying. It's been 21 years since we won up there. We beat them during that stretch, just not there.
But if you look at teams that go in that place regular, they don't mean have a record that's real good up there.
No, they don't.
Brooklyn Scott adds a bucket left block. Well, that's how Coach Rogers is the nation's all-time leader in wins. I think he ended up getting that distinction, did he not?
I believe so, yep.
Not just the states, but the nations. Into three here. 60-36. Big lead for Pickett County. 8 minutes left.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Birdstown for Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Pickett County leading Clay County in the girls' game 60-36, headed into the fourth quarter. And here's your Lady Dogs scoring summary, brought to you by Solana Lumber Company. For Clay County, Lacey Wicks has 6 points. Ella Eads leading away with 11. Baylor Walden has 4. Halen Garrison, 10. Jen Thompson, 1. And Brooklyn Scott, 4. Pickett County, Emmy Lowe, 16. Joey Nicholas, 17. Addison Lowe, 12. Kaylee Tompkins, 9. And Emma Tompkins, has six. This Lady Dog Scoring Summary has been brought to you by Solana Lumber Company. Serving you since 1962, Solana Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over six decades and remains committed to their long-standing tradition of supporting the community. Solana Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store, Daniel.
He jabs the right side, draws the foul, goes to the line.
Another good aggressive move by Ella right there. She's been doing that well tonight.
She has. Certainly has. First free throw coming. It's away. No good off the right side. Ella, 71% free throw shooter, 22 of 31 coming into tonight, and has not shot well from the free throw line tonight.
Yeah, 0 for 3 so far.
0 for 4. Uncharacteristic. It's just been, and that's, that stat alone epitomizes the night for Clay County.
It does.
Yeah, just didn't have the answer. You know, like you said, Doug, got the looks, just couldn't answer the onslaught of points from Pickett County. And we got a quarter of it left. You know, you remember Coach Smith only has seven players on the bench, guys. So it's kind of hard to take out your all five of your starters when you just got seven. Zoe Nicholas back-to-back buckets right there for Pickett County.
Yes, she had 4 points in just a few seconds there. Nice entry pass from Emmy Lowe to get the assist on it. Emmy comes up with the steal, gives the Nicholas, dishes across the wood. Her shot up and good. Yeah, only seven players total on this team. You see two over there on the bench for Coach Smith, and one of them a pretty young player, a freshman. He's got six to do it all. Timeout taken. 7:03 mark here left in this contest. 66-36. Pick it up a 30.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, who remind parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. Clay County down by 30. As Pickett County gained control in the second quarter, and it just kept building here, Daniel. They're up 66-36.
LAE cuts it from 30-27 with a three-pointer top of the key. Eddie Lowe with it, kicks over to Kaylee Tompkins, who adds another one left side. Pickett County's ball movement and the crispness and the quickness of their passing just unparalleled almost in girls basketball here at the single A level.
You tell that experience, they played together and they know where everybody's at.
Yeah, you know, literally, you know what your opponent's thinking, or not your opponent, but your teammate is thinking without even having to communicate. LAE's drawn another foul going to the line. Now, I'll go back and say it one more time. You cannot discredit the fight that these Lady Dogs have had battling hard here. You know, for all you could tell, if you just walked in and didn't look at the scoreboard, you might think this was a single-digit difference in this ball game instead of 68-39. So, you know, that's the one thing you can control. You can't control whether the shots fall. You can't control a lot of stuff. Coach Edwards, I know, was, you know, famous for talking about that. Defense travels. You control your efforts. You can play good defense, have good hustle anytime, anywhere.
Yeah, that's it. You know, just that's all effort, and you should travel with effort.
Update us on those free throws, Tom, or that one free throw, or two of them.
Made both of them.
All
the
right.
First two of the night.
Good deal. Addie Lowe misses her shot right side. Lacey Wicks tries to gather in the loose ball. Can't do so. It goes out of bounds.
Rejection by Wicks right there against Addie Lowe.
Kelly Tompkins inbound off to our left here. Works it into Wood. Wood at left wing. Back out top to Nicholas, who's defended by Eads. Nicholas drives, baseline pass intended for Tompkins, taken away by Wicks. Wicks back to Ella. Ella ahead to Baylor. Good ball movement here. Baylor Walden scores right side. So, you know, Clay County has done a lot of things good tonight, and that's one of them, the ball movement, finding an open look. You know, I know we've been repetitive about that, but in a lot of ways, I think in that regard, maybe this is one of the better games we've played. Just hadn't hit the shots. Claire Kendall coming down with the rebound, comes the other way, gives to Baylor Walden. She has up Howard dribble, banks at the end, shot up, and she's fouled. Baylor going to go to the line, and she's been more aggressive down low. Coach Sims, Doug, at the end of the girls' contest, as we were going through the Lady Dog wrap-up, talked about how he'd like to see more posting up out of Wicks and Walden. And even though neither one of them perhaps are maybe what you think of as the traditional post, he's just so big on a post player, he'd like to see more of that, he said.
Well, Baylor's physical down there, so she can be physical. And Lacey's just so athletic. I mean, you can see it tonight. She's took care of the boards pretty well. So, yeah, get them down there and see what you can get.
And we've seen Coach Walker go to that post move to try to get Walden a look, and she's gotten a few. But pretty good defense underneath there by Addie Lowe on her, too.
Yeah, I like it. There certainly has been a higher frequency of it tonight. Emma Tompkins hands off here to Emmy Lowe. 68-45 the score. Hadn't gave that enough lately, probably. 4:55 and ticking here in this fourth quarter. Pickett County with the basketball. Coach Smith, even with this big lead, comes off the bench there. Probably hadn't credited him enough tonight. Doug, 30 years he's been coaching high school basketball. 18 is the girls coach here at Pickett County. Of course, most of the others came as the boys coach up here at one time. But just one of the best in the state, that's all you say.
He's a solid coach. But now when you look at this district, boys, girls, coach, you ain't going to find no better coaches than District 7.
That's true.
They're here.
Yeah, just right now, you with Edwards and Bibb and Rogers and Smith, and you've got folks, you know, even like Coach Walker, he's been out a decade now himself in his ninth year. Tompkins putting up another nice shot there. 70-45. Eads with it, kicks to Garrison, three ball left wing, just a little shy. She's had a good bead on it tonight, but hit too early, and I don't think has hit one from distance since that first court. Another one put up by Nicholas. That's what I was saying, you know, over at Red Bull the other night, you just get the feeling that's a shooter's gym. Seems like those rims have always been a little bigger over there. Well, up here tonight, I don't know if they're not an inch smaller. Because we've been close on so many. Just have not fallen tonight.
I think it's an inch smaller for us and 6 inches bigger for them. They ain't missing
anything. They changed it at halftime, apparently.
Baylor Walden checking out here on the floor now for Clay County. Halen Garrison, Clark Kendall, Brooklyn Scott, Lacey Wicks, Nella Eads. Zoe Nicholas at the line, hits a couple of free throws, makes it 72-45. Ella across the timeline. Sets up shot, top of the key. Kicks to Halen. Halen works against the younger Tompkins inside to Lacey. Pass taken away, Emmy Lowe with it, heads towards the hoop at the other end, off to our left. Wicks with good defense forces the missed shot below. Rebound and put back by Emma Tompkins, and she's fouled. Ella Eads gets her third personal, I believe. Only her second. Emma Tompkins misses the free throw. So, yeah, you look at the seven-girl roster that Coach Smith has right now. Well, of the seven, two of them are seniors. So that leaves you with just five. Kaylee Tompkins and Emmy Lowe are seniors. Zoe Nicholas, a junior. Addie Lowe, a junior. Callie Wood, a junior. Then Emma Tompkins, a sophomore. And Tori Pryor, a freshman. I don't know what the numbers look like in junior high form, but now Coach Smith has never had a huge team. At one time, Doug, it was my understanding that he required some different physical things out of them just to make the team, like be able to run a mile in maybe 6 minutes or something like that. You know, and of course it all went towards the style of play that he wanted to see, and certainly they play that quick style as good as anybody.
Yeah, and every year, if you look in the summertime, go watch them play in the summer, they'll have 10 or 12 kids. And then when it gets time for the season to start, they stand out because he is strict with his the way he runs his stuff.
Yeah, and of course, I said six minute mile. That I don't know if that's exactly right, but there was something to that effect.
Yeah, he's definitely got things you have to meet to be on the team.
Mention that freshman, Victoria Pryor. She's in now. Fired a three-ball minute ago, missed the shot. Pickett County's rebound. They've got it again. Emmy Lowe gives it back to Pryor. They try to get the freshman a bucket. And, a classy move here by Emmy Lowe, not taking the shot herself at this point anyway. And now she works inside. They keep trying to get the freshman the shot, Thomas, but Tori Pryor just not able to cooperate with her senior teammate there.
Well, it had a lot to do with the Lady Bulldog defense. You know, you got some young players in there for Coach Walker, and they're playing hard.
On the floor now for him, as you mentioned that, Thomas, we've got Lila Burville who's checked in, Brooklyn Scott, and young Haley Roberts over there, joined by Kalia Crawford and Amy Carr. One sophomore, four freshmen. 2:15 left in this one. Pryor firing a three-pointer left side. Rebounded by Tompkins, the sophomore. Back to Pryor. She fires another three. They're intent on getting her one. She's going to get another try here. Well, defending Amy Carr, though, can't shoot over Amy.
And you're right. You know, a good move by these. You know, you got three starters out there for Pickett County at this point, and I guess that's how you do kind of play trash time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what you do.
On the bench, you got the junior, Zoe Nicholas, and Addie Lowe. Kaylee Brown's checked in, along with Jenna Thompson. They're joined by Haley Roberts, Amy Carr, and Lila Burble. Minute 35 left in this one. Lady Dogs will be back at it Monday night in Joe Sims Gym against Macon County. Played good over in Lafayette earlier this year. Lost that contest 43-51. I'm very hopeful that we can split that series with the AAA opponent this time.
Yeah, we matched pretty well with them. Played a pretty solid game early in the year.
Yeah, I thought we grew a lot in that game. Even though it was a loss, you kind of saw an improved Lady Dog team that night. And coming out of that, I just think we played better. Jenna Thompson with a nice pass from Lila Birdville. Thompson gets the bucket off right side. Nice fast break layup. 1 minute left in this one, 73-47. Pryor firing the three right side. A little bit short. Rebound handed Roberts. Roberts with it. Passed out to Birdville. Hits off of Lila and picked up by Wood for Pickett. Again, they're going to try to get the freshman.
She ain't like going to shoot now. She might be tired.
Well, she's had about 10 looks at it from distance here. If nothing else, maybe she needs to go in a little closer because she is small of stature, but don't have any problem throwing it up there. Emmy Carr missed the shot off the back of the iron. Thought Emmy was going to get one in the paint there. She hit a three-pointer the other night. 23 seconds left in this one. Boys action, of course, coming up right after this, the main event. 10-5, Pickett against 9-2, Clay County. Pickett won all three contests last year. Prior to that, the prior 34 contests, a 32-2 record in favor of Clay County.
That's a pretty nice record.
I'm sure we'll be saying that again before the night's over. But 0-3 last year against Pickett were the boys. Hoping that changes. This one goes final. Pickett County big winners here tonight over Clay County in girls action. 73-47 the final. Lady Bobcats win.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161 for both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Burgettstown, Tennessee for Clay County Basketball. Being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, this time for the Eco Panels Tennessee Lady Dog Wrap-Up. Clay County in this one early on with Pickett County in the girls' game. It was tied up 8-8 late in the first quarter before Pickett County had a 6-0 run to close out the frame to go up 14-8. Then they outscored Clay County 25-13. In the second quarter to lead 39-21 at halftime. They were up by 18 after making five threes in that second quarter, and the hot shooting continued. They made five more in the third, stretched it out to a 30-point lead, and then ended up winning 73-47. Behind four players in double figures, led by Zoe Nicholas, who had 23. Emmy Lowe had 16, Addison Lowe 12, Katie Tompkins 13, Emma Tompkins 7, and Kylie Wood 2 for the Lady Bobcats. For Clay County, they were led by Ella Eads with 16 points. Helen Garrison also in double figures with 10. Baylor Walden, pretty good night for her, 8 points. Close to double figures, Lacey Wicks finished with 6. Jenna Thompson had 3, and Brooklyn Scott had 4 for Clay County. Off the bench. Again, the Lady Dogs fall here in Burgettstown to Pickett County to a strong Lady Bobcat team, 73-47, to get to 1-1 in District 7A play. Guess that's 5-9 on the season. This Lady Dog wrap-up has been brought to you by Eco Pals of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home. Go online and do that at EcoPoundsOfTN.com. Eco Pounds of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. Boys action up next here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the H&H Auto and Equipment Parts Free Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog Basketball, brought to you by H&H owners Chris and Derek Hicks.
Fueled by their passion for parts, service, and the community, H&H is the name you can trust when it comes to finding the right automotive, marine, heavy-duty, agricultural, or equipment part to fit your needs.
Plus, they specialize in rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket tee, and much more. So besides getting you back on the road and back on the water, they can also get you back to work in no time.
And they provide it all with community-driven customer service from a friendly and knowledgeable staff. So give H&H Auto Equipment Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though H&H is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic courthouse square.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Aslock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Macon Trust, your hometown community bank since 1919.
Hopper Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burden. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Welcome back to Byrdstown, Tennessee. Big showdown fixing to take place here between the 9-2 Bulldogs and the 10-5 Bobcats. We're going to get into the Cumberland Exteriors Boys 7-day update here on the H&H Auto Equipment Parts pregame show. Not a whole lot of action to talk about. Tuesday night, Clay County beat Reborn Springs 85-30 in a bench-clearing contest. And then Clark Range, we feel pretty strongly met Gordonsville in boys action, but Doug, man, you talked about it earlier, can't find a score on it.
Yeah, we were seeing those matchups that night, but never seen scores come through for that boys, you know, so, and you look at their, on the webpage, it's not showing anything.
It's not, you know, odds are Gordonsville won the contest. Gordonsville an 8-6 record. Clark Range 5-7. Of course, we know Coach Bibbs has got a pretty good squad coming back from last year.
Thomas, they went as far as, I believe, the state semifinals last year, did the Gordonsville Tigers. Of course, they lost a couple guys off that team, but returned the biggest pieces of it.
Yeah, they do, and, you know, that's what's going to make this boys' district here in District 7A about as tough as it gets. Three top-tier teams for sure, and, you know, I don't know. It just gets good. Going to be good.
Certainly so.
They picked up a good transfer from York that gives them some depth, the Gibson kid, which is a Pete County name, and
yeah.
That's where, you know, his grandpa's Sam Gibson. So,
okay.
And he transferred from York down to there this year. Gives them a good, solid player to add to depth. So.
Got 9-2, Clay, like we said, that 10-5 figure out here. Tomorrow night, originally scheduled 8-6, Gordons was supposed to host winless 0-10 Ribbon Springs, and 5-7 Car Cranes tomorrow night was supposed to host 4-7 Coalfield. Thomas already said that Car Cranes Coalfield game pushed off into the future. And
the one I knew about was the Gordonsville game.
Oh, okay. Gordonsville
Ribbon
pushed off into
the
future. We'll have to see. Of course, obviously, Car Cranes Coalfield does not have to be made up since it's not a conference contest. Early on in the standings right now, Clay County 1-0 in District 7. They play Ribbon Springs 0-1 in conference play. We're not sure about the rest. Feel like Gordonsville was 1-0 and Car Cranes is 0-1. Boys 7A update's been brought to you by Kerman Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof, and more. The other folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We're going to go ahead and play about 1 minute of ads. Come right back here and do the full coverage final word.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live on the HNH General Equipment Parts pregame show, going to do the full coverage final word. When we get last thoughts before tip-off brought to us by Ashok and Strong Insurance. We know what this one's all about. Clay County and Pickett County, no love lost between these programs. Two great coaches, Doug Rob Edwards and Joseph Aminette. Two great teams of athletes and players. Pickett County slipped it last year, 0-3 mark against the Dogs. Time for Clay County to get some revenge here on the road. How does it happen?
Well, you got to value the ball tonight. Every possession is going to be big for both teams in this. Take care of the ball, good defensive rebounds, you'll be in pretty good shape. You got to take care of the ball. That's number one.
Of course, Pickett County, another team that returned about everybody. We're sitting and seeing senior all in the starting lineup, joined by a very talented sophomore and a freshman, Cole Aminette. And in the girls' game, we talked about the difference in experience. We can't say the same here. This Clay County starting lineup has played a lot of basketball as well.
Oh, yeah. This group grew up together. They've been playing ever since they walked on a field, court, whatever, together. So maybe some inexperience as far as a starter, but playing together, lots of experience.
I like it, Thomas. What do you think? Final thoughts from you?
Yeah, I agree. And I'm looking forward to see how Clay County responds in a game that means something. Tonight means a whole lot. It's a big rivalry. We see alumni packing this gym here. They made the trip to Byrdstown. Guys, you don't necessarily see at every game, Doug, but they come to the Pickett County game. It doesn't matter where it is. this one means a lot to a lot of people. So, you know, keeping those emotions in check, but also using that to motivate you. So I think there's a fine balance there between this one, because we're going to get fired up in this game.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I think managing that is going to be a big key, too.
It will. This will be a tournament action atmosphere.
That's right.
One tonight. It'll be really good.
It's fixing to get loud in here.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. That's been the Full Coverage Final Word. Brought to you by Stock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Sonia today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the Gone Country Cafe to serve up your Bulldogs starting lineups. We'll start off with Piggott County. The hometown Bobcats here in Burgesstown wearing their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in yellow. Head coach Joseph Evanette, ninth season leading his alma mater here, 163 wins to 96 losses during his career. 10-5 record this season. This is their first action in District 7A play. They ride a one-game win streak into this contest. Starting for Piggott County, senior number 10, Lyric Paris. Senior number 11, Jacob Amanette. Senior number 14, Eli Reagan. Sophomore number 21, Nathaniel Cobb. And a freshman number 23, Cole Amanette. The Clay County Bulldogs, they are the visiting team. Black home jerseys, gold numerals on those jerseys. Head coach Rob Edwards, 25th season overall. 547 wins to 220 losses. 9-2 record this year, 1-0 in District 7A play, riding a five-game win streak. Coming into this contest, starting for Clay County, a junior, number 2, Cole Eads. Senior, number 3, Lance Burchett. Junior, number 4, Nolan Adams. Senior, number 10, Nate Adams. And a senior, number 34, Hayden Adams. Starting lineup has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe, family-owned and operated by Steve and Cassandra Cornell. Gone Country serves country cooking at its finest, with breakfast all day, weekday specials till 2 p.m., new extended hours Monday nights, and their famous Friday night catfish. Have you gone country lately? Time to get it on. District 7A style in Burgesstown. Hey, Daniel steps in against Lyric Paris. Piggott County controls the tip. Nolan Adams tries to steal it away from Jacob Avenue. It goes out of bounds, so Piggott County's inbound off to our right here. Piggott County work at the hoop in that direction in the first half. Clay County shoot at the hoop to our left during the first half of play.
Yeah, early on, we're going to get to see some of these matchups, Doug, see who's guarding who.
Reagan, a jumper, right elbow, no good. Rebound, Paris loses the handle, regathered there by the younger of the Amanettes, the cousins, Cole Amanette, the freshman, Jacob Amanette, the senior. Of course, Jacob, the third of Coach Amanette's sons to play for him here. Will and Zach, the others, long since graduated at this point. Lance Burchett looking for the first points of this contest, has it out top for Clay County. 7:30 and ticking. Nolan Adams, left wing, back to Lance. Lance thought about a three, drives instead to the corner, puts on the brakes, looks inside to Nate, who's posted up against the shorter Lyric Paris. Interesting matchup there.
Yeah, a little bit of a zone look out of Piggott County here early, Doug.
Yeah, a little matchup maybe.
Nate firing the three over the top of Amanette. Knocked out of bounds by Hayden Adams on the rebound opportunity, and Piggott now gets the opportunity for the first point. 0-0, 7:07 mark.
Yeah, we saw Nolan Adams starting out on Jacob Amanette, guys, and, you know, that's kind of your feature matchup.
Amanette with it out top. I like our odds in that matchup. You know,
me
as
too.
Far as quickness and athleticism, very similar on height. I give the quickness advantage to Nolan. Reagan going to drive the left side, works against Lance, kicks it back out to Amanette. Jacob, that is. Now over in the hands of Cobb. Back to Cole, and now an offensive foul. No, they're going to get Lance Burchett on this one, and I'd like to see the charge call. But it'll be Lance Burchett with his first personal.
Good start for Clay County on the defensive end there. That's good half-court defense.
It is good, solid defense so far for Clay County.
6:39 mark is Piggott County inbounds. Gets the first bucket. Lyric Paris adds it from left block on the inbound play. 2-0. 6.5-minute mark, first quarter. Lance Burchett to cousin Nate. Nate at left wing. Back to Lance. Surveying this defense. Like you said, Thomas, a bit of a hybrid zone here. Nate Adams on the baseline. They say he had his heel go out of bounds, and it's Piggott County ball. A little bit tighter as far as the area around the court here in Piggott County than it is at Joe Simmons Gym. Same size court, just everything a little closer to it. 6-minute mark here and a timeout taken by Coach Edwards, or a technical one. We're going to get a – did we just get a technical foul?
I don't know. Warning,
might
maybe.
A warning right there.
Coach Edwards wasn't even talking, and he wants an explanation now. He wasn't even moving. A 25-year veteran, state champion coach, who's as even chilled as anybody you'll find in the Upper Cumberland, getting a warning without as much as an explanation from the official.
Yeah,
what a joke.
Yeah, he won't even look at him. He's wondering if he's out of the box, and he don't think he is.
Like we said, a lot tighter area here. It's not as tight as it is at Clark Range, but that's a pretty tight sideline over there. And if our toes are sticking over the edge a little bit, let's have a bit of a courtesy explanation from the official there.
Yeah, I mean,
well, he's getting one from the other guy.
Well, anyway, I've got to move on from that one.
Yeah, Nolan Adams with the foul, I think, guys, as Jacob Mabinette's at the line. He missed the first one.
5:53 mark of the first here. 2-0. Make it 3-0. Amadette hits the second. Pickett County in front. Single possession contest here, though. Nolan Adams across the timeline. He's going to be fouled. Jacob Amadette, perhaps on the reach in. No, they're going to give it to
21.
Nathaniel Cobb, the sophomore. His first. Team's first. Emotion's going to ride high in this one. I can guarantee you that. Thomas, you mentioned that.
Yeah.
Will the players keep it, use it as a strength or as a disadvantage? It's Reagan with a nice inbound steal. He's all the way to the other end. Hits the layup, 5-0. Nice play there, Doug.
Yeah, it was. Just a nice play, good defensive play, and finish.
Eli Reagan, the senior, with the bucket. 5-0, Pickett in front. Lance Burchett with it, right at the timeline. Already the student section and the bench of Pickett County with a chant going over there for good defensive play. Lance Burchett short of the jumper. Rebound by Pickett. It was Cole Amonette. He hands it off to his older cousin Jacob. Jacob gives to Reagan. Back to Amonette. I'm just going to have to say Cole and Jacob on the Amonettes.
Yeah, probably
know what to do.
Reagan with a three.
Falls a little bit short. Cobb, the rebound. Cobb, a solid player for this squad. Perhaps underrated with some of the other guys, but he's one of the better players on the team as a sophomore. Amonette with it. Tries to go to Cobb. Knocked away by Nate Adams. Nolan comes up with the loose ball. Nolan crosses the timeline all the way to the rack. Euro step. Shot up. No good. Not going to fall. Nate, the rebound. Put back. No good. Through contact. No whistles blow, though.
You see Coach Edwards going small already as Warner Melton subs in for Hayden Adams early.
Cole Amonette there with his jumper blocked by Warner Melton. So on the floor it is Nate Nolan Adams, Lance Burchett, Cole E., Warner Melton, the five-guard lookout. And that's almost what it's got to be tonight. We talked about it on the way up here, Thomas. Don't know that Hayden and Reese match up as well with this Pickett County team with really the absence of a post.
Yeah, Cobb, the longest player for the Bobcats.
Oh, that's a picky one there. Warner Melton going to get called for one. I ain't got no problem with that foul. Let's make sure we get it called at both ends, though, and I'd say we will do it.
That's it. That's what you want to see. If they're going to call it, just call it both ways and just go.
4.5 minute mark of this first quarter. 5-0. Pickett County the lead here. Amonette, three ball good. 8-0. Pickett County in front, and we've got a timeout taken by Coach Edwards here. We're going to stay on our, take an opportunity to mention our presenting sponsor, the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, and the good work that they do. Thomas, you have a statement prepared from them, I believe.
Yeah, of course, we've been spreading their message about encouraging parents to talk to their children about the consequences of marijuana. They want parents to get involved in this effort, and they offer this message to help them do so. They say, to parents, be clear on your stance and show you disapprove of marijuana use. Let them know you care and you're there to talk whenever needed. Build your child's skills and strategies for avoiding marijuana use and be a good source of information for your child. For more information, parents can go online at samhsa.gov/marijuana. Of course, the project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services, Daniel. We appreciate their sponsorship and partnership with us here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Very questionable no call there. As Lance Burchett was harassed by two different Clay County players, or Pickett County players, rather. Pickett County comes down the other way, gets the bucket. They're in front, 10-0. Clay County looking for their first points, Doug. And it's not a matter of missing shots. We've simply not had a lot of shot opportunities.
That's it. We've the few we have been good looks, but we ain't had many.
Yeah, just kind of uncharacteristic for Clay County. Some good defense by Pickett County. They're scoring in transition and getting out and running. And they're not missing many either. course, they're getting good looks.
Yeah, they are.
Back in on the inbound. Lance Virgil left wing. Swings it to Warner Melton in the corner. Warner works against Cobb. Cross court to Nolan. Nolan shakes and makes. Pulls back. Fires the three. Oh, yeah. Knocks it down. 10-3.
Big nice bucket there when they did that. Now we're going to get some stops.
Two good single-A basketball teams here. Proud programs. Both of them with gold balls in their cases. Both of them with silver balls, too, I suppose, as far as that goes.
Yeah.
3 minutes left in this first quarter, 10-3 in this contest. Reagan defended by Burgett, hands off to Paris. Paris swings to Jacob. Jacob comes back to Reagan. Reagan drives, offensive foul going to be caught. Lance Burgett taking the charge.
You've seen Lance do that already tonight. He's got the quickness to get in front and get position on Reagan on the baseline, and he's cut him off several times.
A great athletic move there by Lance to get to that spot.
You know, I honestly kind of questioned that matchup a little bit when I saw it because of the physicality of Reagan and maybe the size. Burgett handling it well.
Never doubt a Burgett. Lance with it out top.
I like it.
Works against Cobb. Kicks to Warner Melton. Inside to Adams. Nate fouled by Cobb. They're refusing to call anything on the Bobcats. Hopefully that'll change. Aminette with it. Gives off to Reagan. Now back to Aminette out top. His three ball in there. Good. Pickett County's boys shooting about as hot as their girls.
Yeah, they're making a shot.
13-3, only a 10-point difference here, but Clay County only 3 points early in this one. 2:25 mark. Nolan Adams drives through his shot in the paint. Good. Nolan Adams with all five of Clay County's points here. 13-5 the score, 8 points the difference. Pickett County in control of the lead and the ball. Cobb to the hoop. He's stripped of it by Nate Adams. Picked up by Hayden. Now a scrum for it. Jacob comes up with it. Passes to Cole. Cole's layup good from right side. 15-5. Lance Burchett crosses the timeline. Dribbles through the legs. The left block fires the three. In there! Lance Burchett draining it. He shot well at Red Bullman on Tuesday night. Continues it here at Pickett County on Thursday night. What we got here? Got something against Pickett. Delay a game, maybe?
Some kind of warning, I think.
Yeah. I like it, whatever it was.
I think it was on us.
Oh, I don't like that. Yeah. I thought it was on Pickett.
I think, because he pointed to our bench, so not really sure.
Minute 45 left in this opening quarter. The scoring's starting to pick up. 15-8 now the score. Make it 18-8. Big three-pointer by the freshman, Cole Aminette. Cole, the son of Lee Aminette. Jacob, the son of Joseph. Offensive foul called on Nolan Adams. So going to have to be cautious with the drives in this one. Both teams already with an offensive foul call. That is his second personal.
Yeah, and that's big, too, you know, on the defensive end is he's one of our better defenders. But let me tell you, you know, Coley's can guard, too, guys.
Sure can. On the floor now, we've got Nate Adams, Coley, Hayden Adams, Warner Melton, and Lance Burkett. Cobb with the ball for Pickett. Inside to Paris. Paris at the free throw line. Works against Adams. Hayden, that is. Deep three. Jacob Aminette left side in and out. No good rebound. Nate Adams. Nate comes the other way. Pass ahead to Lance. Lance in the front court. Layup good. Nice basketball right there.
Nice transition bucket right there.
Of course, the two hooked up for over 1,000 yards. Quarterback receiver in football. And here they're doing the same thing with that full court pass in basketball. Under a minute to play, opening quarter, 18-10. Pickett in front and has possession of the ball here. Jacob Aminette working against Lance Burkett. Gives to Lyric Paris. Paris laid off of by Hayden Adams. Now, Cole Aminette, just a weave out, Tom, looking for something they like, Thomas.
Yeah, they are, Dustin. That's what you want right there if you're Pickett County. Reagan with the pump fake in the drive.
Finish from right block. Puts Pickett County in front by 10, 20-10. They have the dogs doubled up at this point. 20 seconds left in this first quarter. Nate Adams swings to Warner Melton in left wing. Warner works back to the right. Cross court to Cole. Deep three right side in there. Cole leads, knocking it down, Doug.
Nice boogie right there. Boogie we need. Just need a stop right here.
Jacob Aminette with it. 3 seconds on the clock. Drives to the hoop. Nice move by him. Laid it in high off the glass, putting Pickett County up. 22-13, a 9-point lead for the hometown Bobcats after the first quarter.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win.
A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Birdstown. For Clay County basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition, Bobcats off to a hot start. They lead the Bulldogs of Clay County 22-13 headed into the second quarter. And here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply. Lance Burchett and Nolan Adams both with five for Clay County. Co-leads with a three. Jacob Amanette, hot start, 11 points in the first quarter. Eli Reagan has four. Lyric Parrish has two. And Cole Amanette, five for the Bobcats, who lead the Bulldogs 22-13. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Copeland's Rural Supply, providing essential home and farm needs in Salina, Tennessee for the better part of two decades. Copeland's has become a cornerstone of the community home builders and DIYers can trust. Copeland's Rural Supply, your local project partner every step of the way.
Colleagues misfiring on the three there. Pickett Kenny's rebound, Doug. First quarter thoughts so far.
Well, this, we didn't get a lot of attempts. And we got to get more shots, and they're making their shots, you know, similar to what the girls were doing.
Timeout taken by Coach Edwards after he sees Eli Reagan drain a three-pointer from right wing. 7:36 mark, second quarter. Pickett County 25, Clay County 13.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here live, 7:25 mark, second quarter. Clay County with a methodical possession here, needing points. Trailing by 12 right now, Nate Adams to the hoop. Finally, some contact called there, and we'll see Nate go to the line. It took some second effort contact before the whistle blew, though.
Yeah, and that's what you got to do. I think, you know, Clay County's kind of rushed things a little bit, Doug, with the pace of this one. Got a good look there at the free throw line. Got it to your guy where you want it, and he's at the free throw line now. His first point of the night.
And you got to keep that patience up right there. And like I said, we just got to get some stops. I mean, that's the difference in the game right now. They're making shots.
26-44 on free throw coming into this contest was Nate Adams. 59%. Hits both of those. 2-of-2 from the free throw line tonight in this one. Makes it a 10-point game, 25-15. And that made bucket allows for some pressure. Pickett Kenny beats it, though. The younger Amanette, Cole Amanette, drains the two-pointer. He's done a nice job starting as a freshman here for his Uncle Joseph. Take away Nathaniel Cobb. Nearly threw it down with a dunk. Laid it in with his fingers over the rim. Nate Adams comes the other way. His shot no good. He's fouled by Hayden Adams is fouled by a couple of Bobcats. No whistles blow. Ball goes out of bounds. Clay County maintains possession. But, guys, and obviously we're biased, but I see two different things going on at each end of the court here.
Yeah, we're in Birdstown, and you just got to play through it. Clay County's got to be, take good shots when they get them and just play through this here and make a run at the Bobcats.
Cobb the rebound. Comes down, hands off to Reagan, right wing. Who gives Damonette? His a three-pointer right side's good. 32-15 right now, Doug. Clay Kenny doubled up, and it ain't looking good.
Yeah, they're similar to the girls. They're knocking down shots.
Yeah, just
almost identical to the girls' game right now.
It is. It sure is. Clay County not getting any shots, like you said. Pickett County doing a great job defensively with this matchup zone. They really are.
It is. They're getting a lot of deflections out of it, too.
Lance versus step back three, no good. Hayden Adams, rebound, kicks it back out to Lance one more time. Lance going to kick to Nate. Nate tries his hand right in front of us here. His three ball no good. And much like the girls, good shots and very, very close, but just not falling. Jacob Amanette comes back. His three-pointer no good. Rebound Cobb. Cobb gives back to Amanette. Another three good. And another timeout taken by Coach Edwards. 20 points the difference in this one, 35-13. 5:43 mark second quarter. Clay County right now trailing big.
Got a local event you're planning and wondering how to promote it? If so, let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce know. The local chamber is your source for promoting local happenings, and they do it in a wide array of ways, all free to the public. They can spread the word in print, online, and on social media, all to help your event be a big success. So give them a call at 931-243-3338. Take advantage of their free service to the community and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce help you get the word out about your next local event.
Welcome back to Birdstown. Piggott County on a 10-0 run to go up by 20, 35-15. It's all Bobcats here in Birdstown as we broadcast Clay County basketball presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Dogs need to get a bucket bad, Doug.
Need a bucket real bad right here, and then go get some stops.
Yeah, about 10 of them in a row. 5:40 mark of this quarter, and finally one of these contact fouls called out on the floor, and Nathaniel Cobb acting like he don't know what in the world he did wrong.
Yeah.
When he almost knocked Nate Adams to the floor. Got the hip into him.
Again, run your offense, get a good shot. If they stay in this zone, it's Nate Adams at the free throw line. If not, run your motion. And they're in man this trip, looks like.
Nolan Adams left side, has the two personal fouls, coming back in off after a break. Hayden Adams drawing the foul. He goes to the free throw line.
Nice look, good catch right there by Hayden.
And I said, that's like what you got to do right now. Just run your offense, pound it in there, and then after you get a bucket, you got to get a stop.
Hayden Adams, a 50% free throw shooter. 4 of 8 on the year coming into this one. First one's away, no good. 5:26 mark of this second quarter. 35-15 the score. Coach Edwards has had a lot of success in his years against Pickett. He's met him 76 times prior to this one, a 50-26 record. So basically 2-1, the wins for Clay County in his quarter of a century tenure. But this one early going all Pickett County's way. 35-15. Here's a stop we talked about. Now I've got to put it together with a made bucket. Nate Adams, three-pointer in there. 17 points the difference. 35-18.
Right now you're just getting stops, chipping away.
Eminent with it. Gives to Paris. Paris over there to a sub who's checked in. That's Brady Evans, a junior. Paris back with it. Hands to Jacob. Jacob works against Lance. Now Eli Reagan. Just a perimeter weave here from Pickett, looking for the open shot. Eminent with it, drives baseline, kicks it over there to Paris in the paint. His shot no good. Kept it alive, though, and he goes out of bounds. So there's the stop. Two in a row now.
Now a bucket. Like I said, just chipping away right now. You can't get it all at once. Just chip away.
Lance across the timeline. 4:30 left in this second quarter. 18-foot jumper falls short. Goes out of bounds off of Hayden Adams' forearm there. The air ball just fell down on top of Hayden. Nothing he could do about it. 35-18. Cole Laminette kicks over there to Evans. Now back to Cole Laminette. He steps back, fires a three. It's good. The freshman can do it too.
Yeah, he's a good solid player.
38-18. Nolan Adams, full head of steam, passes to brother Nate. Nate's three, no good. Rebound, Cole Laminette. Aminette with a full head of steam himself wants to go all the way to the hoop, does so, and lays it in. Pickett County just putting it all over Clay County right now. Let's call it like it is. 40-18 the score.
They are super impressive again, much like the girls' game. You know, this is the team that beat Cookeville not too long ago, and they've been playing really well. Clay County's been playing well, too. They just kind of got punched in the mouth right here early.
Well, like I said, we ain't making shots. They're making shots, so we just got to keep chipping away at it.
Nate Adams' baseline drive makes the shot through a lot of contact, and that's part of it too, guys.
Wow. He had to bully his way in there.
Murdering his way. Yes. Pickett County 10-5 on the season. Four of those losses coming to two teams. They've lost twice to Kingston and lost twice to Eagleville. The other loss they have came at the hands of Stone Memorial. Nolan Adams, a pass from Lance, misses his layup. Eli Reagan, the rebound. Reagan comes the other way wearing the neon sneakers. all the way into the paint. And an offensive foul called against Eli Reagan. Thomas was going to have an outburst if that was not the call. Were you not, Tom?
I was. I held it in, though.
You do a good job of that. Sometimes I just let it all go on here.
20-point ball game, guys. 40 to 20, 3 minutes left. Here's where you want to try to get it to, 12 before the break anyway, Doug. Maybe down to 10, we'll see. But, again, just like you said, got to stop. Now it's time to score a bucket.
40 to 30. Nolan Adams driving inside, backs up, gets to Nate. Deep three, right side, good. Lyric Paris knocking Nate down afterwards. Of course, if they would have called that against us, we'd have said, well, that was after the shot, so we can't lobby for it too much. 17 points of difference, 40 to 23. Cowboy that gives them a net. He drives inside, travels. I missed it. A three-pointer taken by Reagan. Or it'll be a technical foul against Reagan for his mocking of the Clay County players afterwards. Both fan bases on their feet, and I may join them. Nate Adams inside, hits it from left block. And a foul called now against Nolan Adams?
There's going to I'm telling you.
This is ridiculous. No, a timeout taken, not a foul call. Timeout taken here by Pickett County, I believe. Coach Amundell just chewing out his team over there. 43 to 25. We're going to stay on our only a 30-second timeout. Doug, what about it? What an atmosphere. You said it would be a tournament-like atmosphere. Well, we've got it.
Yeah, we have right there. And I said, still just trying to keep chipping away, battling back. This was going to be all night.
Yeah, Nate Adams just kind of going off here in this second quarter for Clay County. We're out of this one big time. We're still down 18 points, but he got 12 in the quarter, guys. He just taking, all business from Nate Adams right here, trying to set the tone for his team. It's Pickett County just shooting lights out, playing really well. And they're on top at this point.
2:20 left here in this second quarter. Reagan with it. Gives to Jacob. Over there to Cobb. Cobb at left wing. Deep three-pointer. Jacob Abinad knocked it down. Woo, that's tough. That is tough. 46-25.
I mean, you let him take that. You live and die with that.
He was near the Pickett County circle there. What a shot. But I call it what it is, just a great shot. Nate Adams trying to deepen him his own. A little too strong off the back of there and rebounding Eli Reagan. Minute 45 left in this second quarter. Pickett County up by 21. And a foul call by Lance Burchett. One of the softest touches we've seen all night.
Well,
Clay County down here getting murdered and not getting a call.
Well, we've seen the same thing on this end. This hadn't been called. So, but listen, that's not what's beating Clay County
at
this point.
No, it's not, but it's what's frustrating us. Minute 45 left in the second. It's Pickett has it on them, man, 46-25. A sub in here for Pickett County. It's number 30, a sophomore, Max Moody. Amonette with it. Works against Birch. It gives off to his cousin. And
wow.
Cole Amonette drains another one. They are shooting lights out, Doug. 49 points for Pickett County right now. 25 for Clay. Nate Adams coming down. Misses his jumper. Pickett County like a bunch of wolves in the paint in there.
Yeah, they're just out-hustling Clay County, out-shooting them. And then getting the rebound, putting them back.
Even young Max Moody coming in, getting a rebound over the much taller Clay Countyans right there. Missed his putback, though.
7 3-pointers so far for Pickett County here in the second quarter alone.
In the second alone?
Yes.
Golly. To go along with three others they had in the first.
That's right.
10 3-pointers.
10 in the first half.
The girls had 7 in the first half of Pickett County. Lance Birch is the line, shooting free throws, hits the first. Woo! Jump in here, Doug.
Not much to say. I mean, guys, they're just, what do you do? They're hitting high-court shots.
I guess all you do is hope that over the back foul, number one for Pickett County, Brady Evans just landing on top of Hayden Adams. And the officials refusing to call it, just blatantly turning their eye to it. I've never seen such poor officiating as Kobe knocks down a triple. I try to be calm on here, but that's just blatant.
It is.
That's horrible. 45 seconds left here in this quarter. I don't understand how
the TWA can allow such things. 35 seconds and ticking, Thomas, left in this quarter. Pickett County up by 20.
Yeah, they're just playing lights out and putting it on Clay County at this point. Jacob Amonette driving the hole and scoring.
Amonette playing lights out. Can't take that away from him. Playing great. Nate Adams to the hoop. He stripped of the ball. Knocked down and an offensive foul, I think, going to be called. No, Hayden Adams called for an offensive foul. And the official here that's in your viewfinder just really looking to get Hayden Adams on that one, I guess. I missed it. He might have murdered somebody.
He didn't look like there was much in there.
I didn't see it. It was 10 seconds left in this first half, and Pickett County really going here. Jacob Amonette, defended by Lance Burchett, 5 seconds. Dallas baseline kicks to Moody. Moody's three-pointer, a little wide of the mark, no good. Nate Adams, rebound buzzer, sounds first half ends. The officials in this one coming in, I'm going to call it second place. Pickett County in first right now, and Clay County in third. 51-29, Bobcats with a big lead after an outstanding first half of play.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Bay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
With the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Open up an account today to take control and protect your money with the Citizens Bank mobile app at Bank of Salina. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wondering what the Chamber can do for you? The Clay County Chamber of Commerce is the best business partner you can have. Offering the lowest dues in the region starting at $50 a year, the local chamber has the resources to get the word out about your business. From print advertising in local and regional publications to digital promotion on social media and beyond, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is your source for letting people know what you have to offer. And 100% of all chamber dues goes to advertising for members. So become a member today and take advantage of the endless opportunities offered by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Bird Sound for Clay County Basketball, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. It's time for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. All Pickett County so far here in the first half as they lead Clay County 51 to 29 here at the break, and it's time for your first half breakdown brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Hickey County went up by 9, 22-13 at the end of the first quarter, and then put on a shooting display in the second as they made 10 threes here in the first half, 7 of those coming in the second quarter, 5 of them from Jacob Amernett, the senior shooting guard for Piggott County. He leads the way with 22 at the break for Piggott County. Eli Reagan has 10, Lyric Paris 2, Nathaniel Cobb 2, and then the freshman Cole Amernett, 15 points and 3 three-pointers for the Bobcats, who are just shooting lights out and playing really good basketball here, showing they're one of the best teams in District 7A. As Clay County had trouble even getting a shot in the first quarter, they did score 13 points there. And then Nate Adams, the line share of their offense in the second quarter. He has all 12 of his points to lead Clay County in the second. Lance Burchard has 6, Khalid 6, and Nolan Adams has 5 for the Bulldogs, who trail the Bobcats 51-29 here in Burchtown. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Macon Bank and Trust. Try out their new Premier checking account. Find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more. Folks, go online and do all of that at MaconBankandTrust.com. Macon Bank and Trust, come grow with us. Stay with us for more. The Subway Trivia Challenge coming up next.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, 51-29 the score. Clay County trailing here by 22 points at the break after an outstanding shooting display by the Bobcats during the first half. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge brought to you by local owners Greg and Wes Brandon, who invite Bulldog fans to come in and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. And the winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. The Dogs entered the contest tonight riding a 3-game losing streak to the Bobcats. During the first game of the 2008 season, the first matchup with Piggott County of the 2008 season, Coach Edwards and the Dogs snapped a 3-game losing streak to Piggott with a 65-58 win. During that game, what player distributed the ball to his teammates for a game-high 8 assists. We'll read that one more time. The Dogs entered the contest tonight riding a 3-game losing streak to the Bobcats. During the first matchup with Pickett during the 2008 season, Coach Edwards and the Dogs snapped the 3-game losing streak to Pickett with a 65-58 win. During that game, what player distributed the ball to his teammates for a game-high 8 assists? If you think you know that answer, send in your guesses to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. First guess is in from Tyler Kerr. He says Nolan Dale. Nolan would have been a junior on that squad. Incorrect. Great guess. He was a solid player and a ball handler out there at his guard position, but not correct. Next guess coming in. I think he might have been a sophomore on that squad. I get my things confused a little sometimes. Melissa Smith says Jake Westmoreland. I guess she's meaning there. Let me think. Jake Edwards, I'm assuming she's meaning. Perhaps, and Jake a little bit younger. Now, older brother Tyler Edwards was on that squad, but incorrect if that was who she was alluding to there. Still looking for an answer on that one. Of course, Tyler Kerr and Melissa Smith, both winners of trivia this year, and no surprise there. Both of them former basketball players themselves and very knowledgeable. Pickett County on the inbound here. Reagan with it. Open up the third quarter. Teams have switched ends of the court. Pickett County works at the hoop to our left during this second half of play. Oh, we've got a correct answer coming in from a man who was on the squad, so he should know. None other than Coach Edwards' son, Tyler Edwards. He says Ethan Burble. Ethan, a senior, playing his final campaign at Clay County High School for Coach Edwards. Of course, he had spent the prior years of his high school career over at Hermitage Springs School, an outstanding player, Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, and the son of a Clay County Sports Hall of Famer, Donnie Burble. Of course, his mom, Nan Burble, a good friend of mine that I was talking to earlier today, and I kind of thought, as I was mentioning there, that I'll just make Ethan maybe the answer, and worked out good in a lot of ways. So congratulations to Tyler Edwards for winning the Subway Trivia Challenge tonight. He will be receiving through the mail Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-cent Subway sandwich of his choosing at the sign of Subway location. That's brought to you courtesy of Greg and Melissa Brandon, who sandwich artists ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Of course, Ethan played 5 years of high school basketball, played his 8th grade year, Doug, down there at Hermitage Springs. And since it was K-12 under one roof, you could do that. And just a great career that Ethan had.
Oh, yeah, Ethan, excellent ball player in Clay County.
Three-pointer no good. Neither team has scored here in the opening minute or so of this third quarter. 6:35 in Tiggin, Martin. Jacob Amonette with it. Gives to Paris. Paris swings to Cobb. Cobb to Reagan. Now back to Amonette. Amonette step back three. Falls short of the mark. Rebound Nate Adams, who is being hooked by Nathaniel Cobb. But that's allowable, I see. Hayden Adams tries for a rebound there. Can't come up with it. It is Cole Amonette who gets it. Gives to Cobb. Cobb now a breakaway. Going to dish off to Reagan. Reagan shot from right side good. Nate Adams across the timeline gives to Nolan. Nolan to left wing. 6 minutes left in this third quarter. Now Lance with it out top. Swings to Nate. Corner three. No good. Hayden trying for the rebound. Nobody with it. Loose ball. Picked up by Lyric Paris.
Great job by Hayden Adams, just battling in there, trying to get that extra possession.
Cobb kicks it over to Reagan. Coach Amonette says, slow down here. We've got our lead. No need to rush. 53-29 the score. Corner three from Reagan. Good. Of course, Eli Reagan, the younger brother of John Parker Reagan, who was a great player in his time. John Parker did the majority of his work, as I recall, in the paint, and the guy likes to step out to the three-pointer.
Yeah, he is, and you know, of course, Reagan, the young Reagan can get in that paint too, but now he's got a nice shot.
Yes, he does. Nolan Adams firing a three left side, no good. Lyric Paris touches it last, and Clay will have the possession. 56-29, plenty of time left in this. We'll see 5 minutes left in this third quarter. Everything just a little flat right now after the big climax of emotion in the late second quarter.
Yeah, it was. And Clay County really needed to come out and cut into this 4 or 5 points early in this third, and they haven't been able to do that yet.
Jacob Aminette comes up with a steal, goes the other way, lays it in. Gets the bucket. Pickett, just a really, really sound basketball team. Really no weaknesses, Doug, did they have?
No, they took care of the ball tonight, and they've made everything they shot. Now, they just ain't missed.
Nate Adams with a look on the inside, couldn't get it to roll in. Jacob Aminette comes the other way, loses the handle. Clay County, they're going to give the ball to Pickett County after Aminette just throws it out of bounds. Interesting. But we are in Merchtown, Thomas, if you've said here.
Yeah.
And I'll foul on the tip end and just go ahead and just end it right now. just call it all off because it's just one of them nights.
Oh, it is. Pickett County has pretty much ended it for Clay County, and they did it in the first half with just great play, and they're continuing to hear. This is going to cap a 9-0 run for them to start the second half.
Three-point play, good old-fashioned way by Cobb, the sophomore of the line. Bragged on him earlier and just how solid a player he was. 4:20 mark and ticking of this third quarter. Lance Burchett with it out top, 61-29, 32 points the advantage for Pickett County, more than Clay County has points. Lance Burchett steps back, gives to Nate. Nate works against Eli Reagan into the paint, Euro step, used all the tools in the box to get the shot off and just did not fall. Three-pointer by Cole Laminette, no good. Nolan Adams, a long rebound, comes quickly to the hoop, dishes off to Coleeds, and it's good from right side. So much like the girls' game, it's not that Clay County's played bad. It's just that Pickett's played so great. That one, they're blown dead because it hits the top of the backboard, and if they had not done that, I don't know what the Clay County fans would have done. 30 points the difference, 61-31. Now a foul called against Pickett, Eli Reagan, and he seems perplexed because of the things he's done the whole game. All of a sudden, they called a foul.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I've been kind of upset about that one, too.
Yep, I would, too. I'm with you on that one.
Nate gives to Lance. Lance left side. Warner Melton at the scores table waiting to check in. 3:25 mark of this third quarter. Lance to the hoop. Hits it.
Nice drive by Burchett right there as he takes advantage of the freshman and takes it to the hole.
Cobb to the rack, kicks it back outside to Reagan. Now to Cole, keep wanting to say Cole Ledbetter. Of course, he's a freshman at Clay County High School. Cole Laminette.
He's been impressive, too.
Yeah, Cole Laminette's played well. Well, all the Pickett, even the Pickett reserves have come in and played well.
Yeah.
What we got?
They're going to get Nolan Adams. He's basically face guarding Aminette.
But that's allowable, right?
Well, they don't like it.
And it's the same official who seems to have had a problem with Clay County since the inception of this contest.
Yeah, and Aminette follows his shot. So for the putback, Daniel.
I'm just going to let you fans watch it here for a minute.
I need to get...
Nate Adams gets his second personal. 2:26 mark of this third quarter. Eli Reagan inbound here. Nolan Adams comes out. Gets a round of applause from the Pickett student section over there. On the floor for Clay County, Warner Melton, Nate Adams, Lance Burchett, Hayden Adams, and Cole Eads. Eli Reagan, left wing, gives to Jacob Aminette. Aminette drives, shoots, misses. Rebound Lance Burchett. 63-33. Pick it up by 30. Remember saying that once around this time in the girls' game as well.
Yeah.
Hayden blocks the shot. Eli Reagan called for the foul, his second of the quarter. Doug, what do you think about it?
Well, I don't know what more we can do because they've just wore it out all night, you know.
Technical foul on Hayden Adams for something. I'm not sure exactly what it was. On the other end after the block, so we'll have Aminette going to the line. Shoot the tee.
It's the first. What did Hayden do to get the technical?
I don't know.
He was excited because he blocked the shot down here earlier. You know, I don't know
how you get it on the other end. Coach Edwards with a timeout, maybe? Think so. Let's go to break. I think we need one, Daniel.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball here in Burgetown, being presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. Said this all night long, all Pickett County at this point. They lead Clay County 65-33, 1:52 left here in the third quarter.
No one steals it from Aminea, gives to Nate, and Nate gets the bucket. Minute 40 left in this third quarter. I don't know.
Well, you just got to keep calling the game just like they got to keep playing it, Daniel.
Better to say nothing if you can't say nothing good at all, so I may just have to do that.
I understand. Aminette back at the line.
...65-35 the score. Pickett in front. What about how good they have played? It's been impressive.
It has
been impressive. What I'm frustrated about is some of the officiating. I don't know.
The officiating has been great, but now P. County has really put on a show.
100%. They've played great. They have played great. Clay's not played bad. So similar to the girls' game, you know? Just so similar.
Well, like you say, they just came out, gained control, and just kept it all night long. And it's not just their shooting, which they shot well, but they played really good defense against Clay County in the half court especially. Doug, I think, they play pretty good in half court deep.
Oh, yeah.
Clay County has.
And like I said, they've been solid all the way around. Like I said, they took care of the ball, ain't turned the ball over much, made shots, and defense, they're solid now. They're a good team.
Calm of the line hits the first. Another one coming.
And if you look at the team, there's length on that team. There's some long arms, so that makes a big difference.
Second one's away and good. Lance with it. Comes across the half court. Sets up at left wing. Nate steps out with it now. He's defended by Evans. Nate gonna dive to the hole and foul called against Evans. Not much of a foul there, but they called it anyway. Not really sure why, but minute 7 left in the third. as Nate inbounds to Cole. On the floor for Clay County, Cole leads, Lance Burchett, Warner Melton, Hayden Adams, and Nate Adams. Nate drives inside, kicks to Warner. Warner now drives to the free throw line, kicks it back to Nate. And he goes out of Lyric Paris last, they say. Cole now going around the point, under a minute to play, 50 seconds and ticking third quarter. Picks up the dribble, gives to Nate. Nate works against Paris, bounce pass over to Hayden. Hayden outside to Lance, corner three. No good, that's actually Warner, not Lance. Nate and Evans both go to the floor. I'm not sure what happened there. And Hayden Adams, I think, called for a foul.
Yeah, Cobb going back to the line.
Was that Warner? Well, they caught on Hayden or Warner.
I think I had
on
Warner right there.
Okay. I saw a lot of fingers. Of course, Hayden wears 34, and Warner wears 5. Cobb has found his way to the line several times here in this third quarter, and he shot well from there. No surprise. Of course, they shot well from everywhere. Cobb hits the first, second one's away. Also good. 35.8 seconds left here in this third quarter. 70-35. Pickett County has Clay County doubled up. Nate with it right side. Works against Cole Laminette. Offensive foul called against Nate for throwing the elbow. Just brought the pain to him, I guess, with that one. So now Evans is going to inbound to his teammate, Jacob Amanet, and it's almost laughable at times that right now. I guess I better to laugh than to get mad, because at the end of the day, Thomas, you mentioned it earlier, the big story of this one is about how good Pickett's played. That's the big story of this one. Ball gets hung as a foul called. Jacob Amanet goes to the floor, and
Hayden's hurt.
If he falls down, it's got to be a foul, and Hayden Adams is gimped up somehow on this. I'm not sure.
I don't know if he rolled the ankle or just got a stinger in the thigh or something, but it's one of those two.
It's like may have knocked knees right there.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess that's where the foul came from. But Amanet at the line hits the first. Second one's away, also good, 72-35. Nate looking for an inlet pass, gets it to Lance. 2 seconds on the clock, Lance a three at the buzzer, no, loses his footing, and he goes down. Three quarters are over here, Pickett County 72, Clay County 35.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Clay County Basketball, presented by the Clay County Anti-Drug Coalition. All Birdstown, all Pickett County here in Birdstown tonight. They lead 72-35 over Clay County headed into the fourth quarter. Here's your dog scoring summary brought to you by Solana Lumber Company. Nate Adams leading the way for Clay County with 14 points. Lance Burchett and Cole Eads both with 8. Nolan Adams with 5 for the Dogs. Jacob Amanet, a 30-point night headed into the fourth quarter. Did most of that damage with 22 in the first quarter. Did the rest at the free throw line here in the third. Eli Reagan with 15. Lyric Parris has 2. Nathaniel Cobb, 9. And Cole Amanet, 15, all coming in the first half. As Pickett County leads Clay County 72-35. This dog scoring summary has been brought to you by Solana Lumber Company. Serving you since 1962, Solana Lumber has been supplying local construction projects for over 6 decades and remains committed to their longstanding tradition of supporting the community. Solana Lumber, where there's so much more than a hardware store. Under 8 minutes left in this one, Daniel, and we're kind of glad.
Yeah, I know, and Coach Edwards just beside himself right now. At an offensive foul, it was just called on Nolan Adams. And this is just, I don't know, it is what it is. Noah Adams is fouled out. The officials have fouled him out.
Now, you don't see many times a 25-year vet is questioning things.
Yeah.
And he has been since the very beginning when they gave him a warning.
Yeah.
No doubt.
And you and we said that veteran's questioning something's wrong.
Yeah.
So, travel here that they do call. I'd almost assume them not to have called it. Let's not start calling it now.
Oh, me.
7:06 left in this one, and it can't end soon enough.
Yeah, can we get a running clock?
It should be. Unfortunately. 72-35. All Pickett from the get-go. Both contests, girls and boys. Credit to them. Amonette firing a three right side. Goes out. No bounds off the iron there. Next action for Clay County after this one at home Monday night against Pickett County. Weather pending, of course. Got snow coming in tomorrow and don't know how much. Heard a lot of different reports. We'll see what happens. We do know that Clay County Schools is closed tomorrow. Clay County is not... has not been in school since December. We've been out all week, and I don't know about Pickett. When I was a kid, I would always watch Snowbird on Channel 4 with Bill Hall and see that map, and anymore I just get a text on my phone. I don't ever see the weather map.
I think everybody's been following suit around here.
I think Pickett actually went today.
Oh, did they? Okay.
I think he was one of the few that did in the Upper Cumberland.
5:50 mark. Warner Melton, there ball on a three, rebound Nate Adams. Nate gets to Cole. Cole going to drive inside. 8-foot jumper, no good. Just one of those nights. Golly. Whew. Nothing falling for Clay County here. Everything going for Pickett. Reagan with it right side. Gives off to Cole Laminette. 18-footer, no good. Rebound Nate. Nate going the other way here with it. Hands off to Warner. Back to Cole out top. Swings it to Lance at left wing. Nate goes and gets it, and they exchange it. One more time, baseline drive from Nate, 10-foot jumper good.
Nice ball with a good bucket right there.
Both coaches going with their first guys. The only change is Nolan Adams out with the five fouls. Hey, of course, Hayden's still out with that gimped-up injury. Where's he at?
He's on the floor.
Oh, okay, on the floor. On the floor joining Hayden Adams. We do see Warner Melton, Lance Burchett, Nate Adams, and Cole Leeds. Nate a steal, goes for the dunk, misses it. Cobb going to come the other way with it for Pickett County. Hands off to Reagan. Reagan right wing.
You see Coach Eminette with some reserves at the table now, midway through this fourth.
Well, different coaches have different methods of that. You know, some folks think the one trailing should be the first to sub. Some folks think the one leading should be the first to sub.
Yeah, like Dick said, each coach is different.
Yeah.
Coach Evers always been the one, you sub and then he subs type deal when he's got a big lead, you know. So, but I look for him to go pretty quick right here. Now Coach Amonet sub.
Halfway through this fourth and final quarter. Looking for the merciful end of it. Lance Burchett throwing a three up from right side. No good. Maul is awarded to Pickett. So we've got Jake Copeland coming in. Coley's going to check out. Julian Juju Bella also coming in along with Caden Copeland. So we've got Jake Copeland, Caden Copeland, Julian Bella, Warner Melton, and Nate Adams. Isaiah Burnett coming to the scorer's table to check in. Reserves on for Pickett as well. I may not even try to learn their names here with 3:25 left. Evans drives inside. Ball knocked away by Jake Copeland.
Yeah, you see most of the starters going to the bench here. And, again, you got to credit the Bobcats. Played really well, came out with the energy they needed to get on top of Clay County, shot it well when they needed to. And put this away pretty early.
Absolutely.
They did. And like I said, officiating has not been great, but that didn't affect P County. I mean, they're just good.
Now, they are.
They played well tonight. We didn't play well to play with them.
Evans inbound, works it into an unknown Bobcat, unknown us. He's going to listen for the PA. And they must not have the name either because it's not announced. Caden Copeland drives inside, gets it over a nice little touch pass to Jake Copeland. Jake answers, so I guess somebody could do a number 42, Thomas, for Pickett's the one that had that bucket a moment ago. 2:25 left in this one, 74-39, reserves in. Pickett County, a corner three, no good from 34. Rebound by Jake Copeland. That way pass to Julian Villa. Villa dumps off to Caden Copeland. His shot up. Moody called for the foul. We'll see Warner Melton check out here in a moment. And Fletcher Strong come in after this first free throw. So, like right here, Doug, why do you wait after the first free throw before the sub? Maybe somebody getting the shooters?
Well, that way you're not doing it twice, as they're thinking on this. That way it keeps moving. You know, if you sub there and then bring another sub, then you stop the game twice.
Gotcha.
You bring them in at that one time is the reason if they're supposed to speed
right.
it up.
There's certain stuff I just don't know like that. We talked about that the other day at Red Bullin. Somebody was sent back to the scorer's table during the girls' contest. And minute 50 left in this. An update on Copeland's free throws, Thomas.
I think you made both of them.
All right. 74-40. Foul called against Caden Copeland. I guess he was moving down there in the paint.
Pretty good D down there, though. Good effort. You know, I thought he took a pretty good little lick right there.
Oh, yeah. So. Appeared to have had his feet set, but.
Liked the effort.
Yeah. Once again, on the floor for Clay County, we see Jake Copeland going off. Ramsey Hayes, the freshman, comes on and gets him. So we've got Ramsey Hayes, Caden Copeland, Isaiah Burnett, Fletcher Strong, and Juju Biddle. Minute 28 left. Bobcat misses the free throw. Copeland going to bring it across the timeline. Directs traffic from the top of the key here. Isaiah Burnett picks up the dribble, swings to Fletcher Strong at left side, bounce pass inside, gets kicked by Bobcat. And Clay Kenyon inbound from the side of the bench. Strong going to take care of that, works it into Villa. 1 minute left. Burnett, right wing. Inside to Hayes. Ramsey gets it out to Juju. Now swung to Fletcher, back into Ramsey. Ramsey didn't handle the pass. It was knocked away by a Bobcat and picked up by Max Moody. Moody comes the other way for Pickett. 10-foot jumper from the elbow is good. Villa now with it. Transition pass ahead to Copeland, knocked out of bounds by number 34, Jace Altines. And that could be the end of this one, 25 seconds and ticking. And Strong going to inbound it to Hayes with 20 seconds on the clock. Copeland's fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. And I guess, how's that work with this running clock?
Well,
it's about to expire.
Well, the rule is you don't shoot them unless it means something. You know, like if it's a one-point game or an ad, you're not supposed to shoot them. But I would think they'll let him shoot him right here because he's clean up, guys.
They stopped the clock.
Okay.
They shoot.
First one was no good. Second one's away. And good. So Caden makes it 76-41. They start the clock back here. Pickett going to run this one out. Bobcats all the way in this one, start to finish. Pickett County 76, Clay County 41. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The loss of a loved one can leave you with unanswered questions, along with feelings of stress, anxiety, and grief. At Clay County Funeral Home, they stand ready to guide you through troubled times with compassionate and personalized care. Locally owned and family operated in the heart of Salina, they offer distinctive and affordable services designed to honor the ones you hold so dear in a way unique to the departed and meaningful to you. Clay County Funeral Home, dedicated to helping families honor and remember their loved ones with compassion, dignity, and respect.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139. Or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
Need to make a large one-time purchase, consolidate high-interest debt, or pay for unexpected expenses? If so, consider a personal loan from Bank of Salina and lock it in a predictable monthly payment customized with terms to fit your budget. Citizens Bank loans can be used to finance a variety of needs, vacations, vehicles, and much more. Call Russell West today at 931-243-3161. For both secured or unsecured loans with a variety of options. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome in, folks, to the Farm Bureau postgame show from Birdstown. Wish I had better news, but two tough losses tonight here in Pickett County. Girls fall to 5-9 on the year at this point. Boys fall to 9-3 on the year after this tough loss they just experienced at the hands of Joseph Amonette and the Pickett County Bobcats. We're going to get into the Bulldog wrap-up brought to you, Big Old Panels of Tennessee.
You know, Pickett County came out from the jump, guys, and really shot the ball well, played the ball well. They scored the first 10 points of this ball game before Clay County got on the board, and that was kind of the story of the night. They led by 9 at the end of the first quarter as Clay County kind of fought back and gave some effort there. But then they slammed the door in the second quarter, outscored Clay County 29-16. Made 10 first-half three-pointers and put this one away early, Doug.
And not only just the offense, they're a much, much better defense team than we've seen in a while. They give us all kinds of problems with that defense, man. And then, like I said, shot the ball well. When a team shoots like that, ain't much you can do.
No, you can't, Daniel. And this is not a good night here in Birdstown.
No.
You're a Bulldog fan.
No, it's not a broadcasting because, you know, I got frustrated myself. But anyway, yeah, not a good night.
It was, and it was because of Jacob Amonette knocking down 5 three-pointers for 30 points. Eli Reagan having another great night with 15 points. Lyric Paris with 2. Daniel Cobb, 9. And the freshman, Cole Amonette, with 15. Max Moody with 2. And another player, 42, we didn't have his name, unfortunately, also with a bucket for Pickett County. But, Doug, you got one with 32 with 15 and another one right at the double-figure mark, and you post nearly 80 points, and you're going to win a lot of games.
Yeah, you won't lose many games anywhere if you're scoring around 80. I mean, that's just, you know, that's tough. And like I said, who you going to guard? You know, they had an answer no matter what we done. They could make shots, and they was making some shots. It was crazy shots, you know. I haven't headshot one pretty much from the logo,
you know,
and hit it. I'm not going to guard him there.
No.
Next time we're going to guard him there.
You're probably right. But just a great display of Pickett County Bobcats here tonight. For Clay County, led by Nate Adams with 16. Lance Burchett co-leads both with 8. Nolan Adams had 5. Jake Copeland, 2. Caden Copeland, 2. As Clay County falls 76-41, just dominated by Pickett County here tonight.
Folks, that's been the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Onestabog Homes in Hermit Springs. Find out more at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, they're simply a better way to build. Stick with us through one more promo. We'll come back and name the TDS top performers from tonight's games.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau post-game show, Clay County dropping 2 contests tonight here in Byrdstown, but it is time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. Going back to girls action, we talked about Junior. She's a bit of a hybrid, a bit of a guard at times, a bit of a post at times. We saw some more posts out of her tonight, and that's Baylor Walden. Baylor's somebody who has got a good skill set. I don't think she has hit her best ball yet. I think that's coming right in front of her as she starts to get more comfortable. I saw her tonight, though, being more aggressive in the paint, being a little more confident. Now, if I know her, she's going to try to talk herself out of it and say, well, I didn't hit a lot of shots tonight. Maybe I don't need to shoot as much. Well, I would disagree. Coach Sims called for her to be posted up. We saw more of that trend tonight. And moving forward, I like it. If we get Baylor Walden going like she can go, then we can do some really good stuff. And she started to put together a pretty good offensive night tonight.
Yeah, almost double figures with 8 points, perfect from the free throw line tonight. She was, and I agree, she had that, I don't know, that look in her eye when she caught the ball, she was going to do something with it, not just pass it off. And, she's always been good physically down there. She'll battle with anybody, Doug, and play some pretty good defense, does some good things, hound the ball like Daniel says, but it was kind of that step she took tonight, I thought, for Baylor Walden.
I think the games before, she just didn't show the confidence. Tonight, she showed some confidence tonight. Guaranteed, like I said, if you ask her about the game, she's not satisfied with the way she played tonight.
Right.
But she changed her game quite a bit tonight, and we need that the rest of the way, and I think that's what you're going to see from her. But we need that.
Absolutely. So, Baylor Walden on the girls' side on boys' action. Went with another junior, went with Cole Eats in this. I've been impressed with Cole all year long. But, signing tonight, knocking down some three-pointers there early, trying to keep us, hanging on there. But, it was just too much tonight. Collect the way Pickett County played too good overall. But Cole with some nice outside shots, talked about him being a good defender. And Cole's one of those guys that a coach likes because there's nothing that Coach Edwards could ask Cole to do that Cole wouldn't give everything he had to try. It wouldn't matter. I don't know if there's any, take a charge. Let's work on this. I need somebody to do it. He'll step up and do it. Somebody to draw a tough defender, he's going to go do it. Whatever it is, he's a yes man. And that's what any coach likes. He wants to play hard and impress his coach and please his coach and his fan base. And I appreciate that about him.
Yeah, I do too. And Doug, I think Cole Eads is kind of a missing piece that we didn't have last year. A guy you can count on to knock down a shot when you need it. Like you said, plays good defense when you want it. And he's got the confidence to pull the trigger when you're down 10 from behind the arc when he's shooting it in rhythm. I haven't seen him take a bad shot, what I'm trying to say.
Right.
He's very selective with what he does, takes good shots, makes the right decision. And to me, he's going to be a big difference moving forward for this Clay County team.
Oh, yeah, and tonight's game, it means a lot in your district standing, but, you got to learn from it.
Yeah.
It's one game, and the rest of it comes back into play. And Cole's He has really stepped up his game, got hard-nosed play, and he's starting to be a pretty good leader on this team.
I think so.
And that's a key. As a coach, you want to see leaders. How many leaders you got? And he's turned into that really good leader for this team.
That's a real good point. Tonight's TDS top performers, Baker Walden and Cole Leeds, brought to you, as always, by TDS Disposal. They serve all your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Well, weather pending, we'll be back on our Monday night from Joe Sims Gym after a trio of road trips and going back in, you know, before the start of the year, even more than a trio.
Yeah.
We hadn't been at home in a while since that Saturday South Pitt game that the boys had. But Macon County coming into Joe Sims Gym, weather pending, guys.
Yeah, they are, and kind of looking forward to get the stink off here. I know both these Clay County teams will, too. Credit Pigot County, Brent Smith, Coach Amonette.
Yeah.
Great job getting their teams prepared here tonight. And let me tell you something, they just put it on. I mean, that's all you can say, dominated Clay County. But we get them in Salina down the road, though.
Yeah, and that's what you got to look at. You know, it's one game. You got to get over that game and get ready to play. I mean, that's 7 May. You know, so got you ready to go.
Like you said, it's a quick turnaround. Won't be long before we meet them again. Folks, we appreciate you tuning in tonight as listeners. We appreciate all of our sponsors for making it all happen here. For Doug Strong and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing y'all a good night.